జయ జయ శ్రీ చైతన్య జయ నిత్యానంద జయద్వైత చంద్ర జయ గౌరభక్త వృంద పంగుం లంఘయతే శైలం మూకం ఆవర్తయేత్ శృతిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే కృష్ణ చైతన్యమీశ్వరం. పంగుం లంఘయతే శైలం, ఎ లే మ్యాన్ కెన్ క్రాస్ ఓవర్ ది మౌంటైన్. మూకం ఆవర్తయేత్ శృతిం, మూకం మీన్స్ ఎ డమ్ మ్యాన్ కెన్ రిసైట్ శృతిస్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ వర్సెస్ శ్లోక రిసైటేషన్ ఈ క్యాండు. యత్ కృపా తమహం వందే కృష్ణ చైతన్యం ఈశ్వరం. హౌ దిస్ ఇస్ పాసిబుల్? బై ద కృపా, బై ద మెర్సీ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య. సో కవిరాజ్ గోస్వామి ఈజ్ నాట్ ఏ మూకార్ పంగు, బట్ స్టిల్ హీ సేయింగ్ దిస్. సో ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ స్కిల్స్, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ స్కిల్ సెట్, ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ certain capacity to do certain things, still one has to consider oneself lack of all of them and give the credit to Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. What to speak of the case where you actually don't have it. When you don't have it, you are irritable. When you don't have it, then it's very obvious. Even if you have it, that's actually coming from the Lord, that has to be acknowledged. Durgame pathi mendhasya skhalatpa adagater muhu svakrpa yashti dhanena santaha santala avalambanam.
My path is very difficult. I am blind and my feet are slipping again and again. Therefore, may the saints help me by granting me the stick of their mercy as my support.
Durgame pathime andhasya. So, I am andha, blind. Earlier he said I am lame and I am dumb. Now he is saying I am blind. I am blind, and when a blind person is trying to walk and reach the destination, it's extremely difficult. And the path itself is also very, it's not a straightforward path. It's like this, crooked path or whatever. Very difficult path. So, Durgame Pathi means the path is difficult, Andhasya, and I am blind. And Skhalat, slipping. Pada Gatehi Muhu. Again and again, my Pada Gati, the movement of my eyes, movement of my legs, is getting blocked because I am slipping. స్వకృపా యష్టి దానేన సంతః సంతు అవలంబనం. సో మే ద సెయింట్స్ సంతస్ హెల్ప్ మీ గ్రాంటింగ్ మీ ద స్టిక్ ఆఫ్ దర్ మెర్సీ యాజ్ మై సపోర్ట్. సో ద స్టిక్ ఆఫ్ సాధుస్ మెర్సీ విల్ యాక్చువల్లీ మేక్ అస్ వాక్ ఆన్ ది పాత్ దట్ వీఆర్ సపోజ్ టు ట్రావెల్స్. అదర్వైజ్ ఇట్స్ వెరీ, ఎ బ్లైండ్ మ్యాన్ కెనాట్ సీ ద పాత్. So some of the prayers of prayers or the introductory verses written by Kaviraj Goswami really explains the character of a Vaishnava, the dependence of a Vaishnava. So Kaviraj Goswami, if you see his writing style, he is utterly dependent on the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda and the Goswamis, number one. He presents himself so humble, so fallen, so unqualified, filled with shortcomings, so incapable. That's second. Third, he is so confident, so assertive when he has to emphasize the glory of Chaitanya Leela, glory of the process of bhakti, glory of Harinam Sankirtan. So when it comes to presenting the Siddhanta, he is super confident. No one can match his confidence levels. Right? If you don't believe this, you are a dog. He has so much of confidence to say this. If you don't believe this, you will go to hell. My God. Because that confidence in Bhagavatam, confidence in Bhakti, confidence in Krishna, confidence in Chaitanya Leela, he is just presenting it. When it comes to his personal qualification, he presents himself most unqualified, useless, good for nothing, incapable, incompetent person. And when it comes to the mercy of the Lord, he glorifies with 100 mouths. Only because of his mercy this is happening. Right? So these three aspects of his character, there could be many other things, just my observation. So these three important aspects of this character, really we need to imbibe. I am personally not qualified. It's Krishna's mercy that gave me qualification. Three, bhakti process is super glorious and I have 100% confidence on this process. Just because he's emphasizing, if you don't believe what I'm saying here, you are a dog, you are useless, you are this, you are that, when he's saying that, we can't perceive pride there. If he is proud, how can he say these things? Mukam karoti vachalam, durgame patime andhasya, I am andha, I am pangu, I am mukam, I am dumb, I am lame, I am blind. A proud person cannot say this. And he's attributing that mercy. So, our confidence is on the process of bhakti. Our confidence is on the mercy of Guru and Krishna and Vaishnavas. And our conviction is that I have no qualification. That Kaviraj Goswami's character and his writing style repeatedly reveals. He's saying, Skhalak pada gater muhu. Muhu means constantly I'm just falling down. My padagati, I'm just trying to walk on this path and I'm constantly falling down. This is the life of a sadhaka. We are trying to follow the principles, we are trying to chant the holy names, falling down. We are trying to focus on the holy name, trying to hear what we are chanting. After 2-3 mantras, normal, mind goes somewhere else. Then you just try to bring. After 4-5 mantras, again, normal, it just goes away. And after sometime, after so several rounds, we'll realize, I didn't even endeavor to bring my mind back home. Panch mala ho gaya, still mind idhar ghoom rahe. I didn't even notice that mind is going. Hand is sincerely chanting, mouth is sincerely chanting. Counting and chanting are going on, but mind is somewhere else. Right? So, that's a proof. Every day our struggle in chanting and our lack of struggle in chanting. Sometimes we don't struggle only. Oh yes, wala mala bas, mala bas do mereko. Do other things. So our lack of struggle in chanting or our struggling in chanting shows that we are pangum, mukam, andha. Still we are around. That's a great wonder. 99% of spiritual advancement depends on chanting. And the chanting is so spaced out and we are still around. That shows his causeless mercy. Theek hai, aur ek, one more chance de do isko. Sudrega. So unless Krishna gives us mercifully all these chances, unless Radharani and Lord Gauranga, they give us this, their mercy to keep us around. If they actually evaluate our disqualifications, at least my disqualification, I can't say our, then it's like, it's very difficult for them to keep us around. They are overlooking our disqualifications and giving their causeless mercy, and devotee's confidence is that only. Kaviraj Goswami is convinced that he has hundreds of disqualifications and he is super confident about Krishna's mercy and the process of bhakti.
Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath, Yechai Guru Rakaron Charana Vandan, Yahaite Vignanasha Abhishtapuran, Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath Jiva Gopala, then Dasa Raghunath, Raghunath Das. So, all these great personalities are actually my saviors, my gurus. And Ye Chaya Gurura Karon Charana Vandan. If I offer obeisances at the lotus feet of all these gurus, what will happen? Yaha haite vighna nasha. The vighnas, the impediments in the path of my bhakti will be vanquished. Abhishtapuran.
my real desire will be fulfilled. The real desire is actually spiritual desire. The real abhishta of a soul, whether he knows it or not, or externally he may desire something else, but the real ultimate desire of a soul, the heart's longing of a soul, is actually Krishna Prem. Dheyam sada paribhavagnam abhishta doham tirthaspadam shivavirinchinutam sharanyam. Abhishta doham, that one aspect of Lord Chaitanya's mercy is, he fulfills the desire, abhishta. Abhishta is desire, you know this, right? Simple Sanskrit. Abhishta doham means one who bestows the desire, bestows the fulfillment of the desire. So what is that abhishta? Acharya has explained in the purport that abhishta is actually love for Krishna. Abhishta puran here. So by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and the Goswamis, our abhishta will be fulfilled. Our desire to attain Krishna prema will be fulfilled. So Prabhupada is writing in the purport. It's not astonishing that impediments are placed before those who are spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Impediments will definitely come. But if we adhere to the lotus feet of six Goswamis and pray for their mercy, all impediments will be annihilated. And bhakti to serve the Supreme Lord will be fulfilled. So the desire to serve the Supreme Lord will be fulfilled. So the desire is actually desire to serve Krishna, not any other desire. Desire to love Krishna, desire to serve Krishna. Abhishtapuram does not mean that, oh, I need a car, I need a bungalow, I need so-and-so success in different things, I need to win this lottery ticket, I need to fulfill the certain sense gratificatory desire. That's not the desire that is mentioned here. That's not the abhishta. When he said abhishta, it's abhishta to serve Krishna, abhishta to love Krishna. Fifth verse.
Jayatam suratau pangor mama mandamater gatim mat sarvasvapadam bhojo radha madana mohanau jayatam suratau pangor mama mandamater gati.
So he offered these prayers in the beginning of Adilila. Again, Antilila also, he is offering these prayers. Kavraj Goswami. To all the deities of Vrindavan. Radha Madana Mohanau. You see, the temple is coming up. Jayatam Sur Ratau Pangor. Again, Panga is mentioned here. Panga is lame. Mama Mandamater. Mandamati means ill-advised. Mandamati means very dull head. I am dull-headed and I am lame. But Radha, Madan, Mohan are all merciful, right? Mat sarvasva padam bhojau. Their pada ambhoja, their lotus feet are my everything. Mat sarvasya. Radha, Madan, Mohan. So he's offering that obeisances. Suratau, most merciful.
Next. Divya Vrindaranya Kalpa Drumadaham. Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasthau. Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Preshtali Bhissevyamanao Smarami.
This is prayer to Radha Govindaji. So, Divya Vrindaranya Kalpadramadaha. So, they, Srimati Radharani and Govinda Devo, they are in the Vrindavan forest, Divya, Vrindaranya, Kalpadruma, under a desire tree, Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasthau, they are sitting on a very golden throne, bedecked with valuable jewels, right? And Preshtalibhi Sevyamano Smarami. So they were being served by very close associates, Preshtalibhi. Preshtalibhi is groups of devotees who are very dear to them. And here it is specifically indicating the gopis, Narmasakhis, very dear associates like Lalita, like that, Vishakha Devi, like that. So they are being served by all of them.
Sriman Rasa Rasarambhim वंशीवटतटस्थितः कर्षण् वेणुस्वनैर्गोपीर् गोपीनाथ श्रियस्तु नः श्रीमान् रासरसारम्भी वंशीवटतटस्थितः. एंड दिस इज अ प्रेयर टू गोपीनाथ जी और गोपी जनवल्लभ जी. सो ही बिगैन, ही ओरिजिनेटेड रास रस आरंभी, ही इनॉगरेटेड, ही इनिशिएटेड दिस रासलीला. वंशीवट तटस्थित बीइंग सिचुएटेड एट दी वंशीवट. कर्षण वेणु स्वनेर गोपीर बाय प्लेइंग हिज वेणु हिज फ्लूट गोपीनाथ श्रीस्तनः. मे दैट गोपीनाथ be merciful upon me and offer all benediction. So this is a prayer to Gopinathji. This is our Prayojan deity. Earlier Sambandha deity, then Abhideya deity, like that. So he is offering obeisances to all the three prominent deities. So Krishna was playing flute at Vamsivat and all the gopis left everything. Pati sutanvayat bhratru bandhavat ati vilanghyati achyutagata गतिविरतस्तवो उद्गीत मोहितः कितव योषितः कस्त्यजीनिषि. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौरभक्त वृंद. मध्यलीला संक्षेपित करिलु वर्णन अंत्यलीला वर्ण किछु सुन भक्तगण. So I have briefly mentioned in Madhyalila. Now I'll speak Antyalila. Please listen. Madhyalila Madhya Antyalila Sutragana Purva Granthe Sankshepete Kariyachi Vandan Varnan. Earlier in Madhyalila only he gave a preview of Antyalila. Where? First chapter. He gave a very short flow of Antyalila. Overview class he gave. Before giving overview class, he is beginning the main class. Next. Ami jara grasta nikate janiya maran antya kono kono lila kariyachi varnan. Why he is giving overview class before the main class? He doesn't know when he will leave his body. Ami jara grasta. I am invalid because of old age. Nikate janiya maran. I understood that my maran, my departure is coming soon. My death is coming soon. So I have already described Antyalila. Now that I have some more time before I actually depart from this world, so I will elaborate on them. Like that. So that is called time management. The real time management. If you have less time, just complete things without getting spaced out. Just complete services fast. So that we can... Now you have very less time. You have only 4 weeks. Before Vidyapeeth ends. Whatever you need to brush up, whatever you need to revise, questions that you need to ask your teachers, just try to get it. Next. Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, now I am 78. And so my death is imminent. I am trying to finish the translation of Srimad Bhagavatam as soon as possible. But before finishing it, I have given my readers the book Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that if I die before finishing the whole task, they may enjoy this book, which is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Who says this? Prabhupada is saying this. You see, when Prabhupada's purports are applied Shastra, Shastra in action. He really gives the application perspective. Otherwise, we won't be able to find the relevance many times. But Prabhupada puts it in the application perspective many times. And he's applying it to himself only. So, for example, Uddhava, since childhood only, he worshipped the deities of Krishna. Like that, when it is mentioned, Prabhupada immediately says, we also got opportunity to worship Govinda, Radha Govind, and we also read Rathyatra. So like that Prabhupada writes. So here, when we have less time, let's do things fast. Okay, next, 12th verse. Purva likhita grantha sutra anusare येन हि लिखितः लिखिये विस्तरे.
In accordance with the synopsis previously written, I shall describe in detail whatever was already mentioned.
Vrindavana haitya prabhu neela chale aila.
Swarupa gosai gode varta pathaila.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan, Swarup Damodar Gosai immediately sent the news of the Lord's arrival to the devotees in Bengal.
So Mahaprabhu, Madhyalila describes the 6 years of Mahaprabhu's travels to different places. From he took sannyas, and what happened for the next 6 years after sannyas is described in Madhyalila in 5 volumes, in 25 chapters. But that 6 years is centered around his eagerness to go to Vrindavan. So he wanted to go to Vrindavan, first attempt, but Nityananda Prabhu diverted him. Again he wanted to go to Vrindavan, later he wanted to go to South India Yatra. And like that around 2 years passed. Then after that he wanted to go to Vrindavan, but devotees were just postponing up to 5th year. Then finally he got to go to Vrindavan and he went all the way, but he could only proceed up to Kanhaiyanathshala and then return back, because so many crowds were following him, and Sanatana Goswami also suggested him, you should not go like that. Again he came back, and he also said that because Gadadhar Pandit, I didn't allow Gadadhar Pandit to come with me as a reaction of his displeasure, I didn't go to Vrindavan. So he came back, and then again he went. Finally, third time he went to Vrindavan, and on the way he also gave teachings to Rupa Goswami and also Sanatana Goswami, and he stayed in Vrindavan for 2 months, and now he came back. So after he came back from Vrindavan, Swarup Damodar Goswami sent the news to Bengal that Mahaprabhu is back. Next, Suni Sachi Anandita Sabhaktagana Sabemili Nila Chale Kari Lagamana. So Sachi Mata and other devotees became very happy hearing this, and they all went to Jagannath Puri. Kulina Grami Bhakta Arayata Khandavasi Acharya Shivananda Sanemilila Sabiv Asi. Shivananda kare sabara ghati samadhan, sabare palana kare deya vasasthan. So devotees of Khanda, then Kulinagram, Advaita Acharya, Shivananda Sen, so many devotees came to Bengal. And as usual, Shivananda Sen arranged for the journey of all these devotees. And also arranged for their accommodations. Eta kukkura chale Shivananda sani, bhakshadiya Laya chale kariya palani. So eka kukura, one dog also started following Shivananda Sen. And Shivananda Sen actually accommodated the dog also, gave the dog also food, maintained it nicely. Eka dina eka sthane nadi parahate, udiya navika kukura nachadaya naukate. One day they were crossing a river, and the boatman said, this dog is not allowed. Then Shivananda said, what do you want? You want payment, right? Okay, I'll pay for the ticket of this dog also. Please allow. So he paid for the dog, and the dog was allowed on the boat. So dog also crossed the boat. Kukkura rahila Shivananda dukhi hailam, dashapana kadi diya kukkure para kailam. Ekadina Shivanande ghatiyale rakhilam, kukurake bhata dilte sevaka parasilam pasarila. So one day Shivanand Sen's servant forgot to give the dog some rice. So he didn't feed the dog. And Shivanand was engaged in handling with a tollman, right? Toll gate. Ratriyasi Shivananda Bhojane Rakale Kukkura Panache Bhata Sivake Puchilim
कुकुर नाही पाय भात सुरी देखी हायलं कुकुर चाही ते दस मनुष्य पठायलं. So Shivanand Sen returned and he was about to take his meal and he asked, oh, did you feed the dog? Then he said, we forgot. We didn't feed the dog. And Shivanand Sen became very unhappy. My God, how can you not feed the dog? The dog took shelter of all of us and I paid for his travel expenses also on the boat. But you're not giving him food also. So go and search, where is the dog? So he had sent some servants to search for the dog. And all the servants came back, dog was not found. And Shivanand was extremely unhappy. Okay, kukkura nahi paya bhata suni dukhi hailam. Kukkura chahite dasa manushya pathailam. He had sent 10 people to search for this dog, not one or two. So that's the importance he gave even to a dog also. So he has become, the dog has become an object of mercy and affection for a great devotee like Shivanand Sen. You can only imagine the dog's fortune and future destination. Because the dog got the opportunity to become dear to Shivanand Sen, it has become dear to the Lord. And eventually the dog went to Vaikuntha also. After a few verses we will see.
चाहियन पाइला कुकुर लोकसभा आइलम दुखी है शिवानंद उपवास कैलम.
He started fasting when the dog was not available. They were unable to find the dog and he fasted.
प्रभाते कुकुर चाहि काहन पाइलम सकल वैष्णवेर मने चमत्कार हैलम.
So in the morning they looked for the dog, but it could not be found anywhere. All the Vaishnavas were astonished. So Prabhupada writes that the dog appears to be like a street dog, not like a pampered dog under certain master, taken care nicely. It's like a street dog only. So naturally it began to follow Shivanand when he was going to Jagannath Puri. He accepted it into the party and maintained it in the same way that he was maintaining the other devotees. So, somehow or the other, Shivanand became attached to the dog. So, Prabhupada writes,
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he quotes Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, Tumita Thakura Tomara Kukura Baliya Janahamuri.
He thus offers to become a dog of a Vaishnava. Even becoming a dog is not a big deal, if at all we get the opportunity to become the dog of a Vaishnava. So even a dog also is very dear to the Lord if the dog achieves the mercy of a Vaishnava. So there is no harm in taking birth again and again. Our only desire should be to take birth under the care of a Vaishnava. 25th verse.
Utkanthaya chali sabe aila nila chale पूर्ववत महाप्रभु मिलिल सकले.
Thus in great anxiety they all walk towards Jagannath Puri, because the main party leader Shivanand Sen, he is disappointed because there is no dog. So all other that disappointment and anxiety spread to other devotees also who are travelling with him. That means they are giving importance to the feelings of Shivanand Sen, to the need of taking care of the dog also nicely. So it's all nice. It's all being personal.
Arey kutta ke liye itna kya hai?
Aage badho, aage badho. Puri, we'll go. There nobody said like that. They also felt anxious.
Sabalaya kaila Jagannath darshan. Sabalaya Mahaprabhu karena bhojan. पूर्ववत सभारे प्रभु पठाइल वासस्थाने प्रभुटाई प्रातः काले आइल आरदिने.
So Mahaprabhu went with them and they all took Jagannath darshan and they took lunch and Mahaprabhu arranged for accommodations. I mean, every year same accommodations, right? Means in the similar residences they would just go and stay. And the next morning, the devotees came to see the Lord. Asiya dekhila sabe sita kukure Prabhu paase vashiya che kichu alpa dure Prasada narikela sasya dana filayam Ramakrishna harikaha balenaha siyam. Next morning they came to meet Lord Chaitanya and they saw that same dog with Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is throwing Mahaprasad, remnants of Narikela, means Nariyal, coconut, just coconut, sending, just throwing coconut pulp. Dog is eating and Mahaprabhu is also saying, Rama Krishna Hari, say. So dog is also chanting, Rama Krishna Hari. So the dog is also chanting the holy names. Shashya Khaya Kukura Krishna Kahebarabar. Dekhiya lokera mane haila chamatkar. Shivananda kukura dekhi dandavata kailam. Dainyagari nija aparadhakshama ilam. So seeing the dog eating that coconut pulp, devotees become very surprised. And Shivanand Sen went and fell flat at the lotus feet of this dog. 4 feet. So you see the humility of Shivanand. Now you can't compare this with Bharat Maharaj's attachment to deer. Bharat Maharaj somehow or the other got attached to the deer and he didn't have the association of devotees and he got distracted from devotional service. Shivanand Sen got attached to the dog in the midst of so many Vaishnavas and see his attitude. He has service attitude. Somehow we are going for yatra, we are going to dham and somehow this dog got the inclination to accompany us to this holy dham. We are going to meet Lord Chaitanya. Dog is also accompanying. There must be something special. Okay, let's take it along with us. Let's, because it's coming with us, let's feed them, feed him food also. Let's feed the dog whatever other facilities it may need. Then when the dog is missing, he felt bad. When he found the dog, actually receiving the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he recognized that this dog is really a special soul. It's not an ordinary street dog. This is a very special soul. It is getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Although we neglected it, although we did not take care of it, although we did not feed it food, my servants did not feed, still the dog managed to find its way to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya is personally trying to feed this dog and making him chant the holy names. And the dog is chanting, Krishna, Krishna. It must be a really special dog. So he offered dandavats. See the humility of a Vaishnava. Shivanand Sen is wonderfully exhibiting this. We cannot afford to minimize the position of even a dog if it shows some inclination towards coming too close to Krishna. If it gives some indications or hints to receive the mercy of Krishna or Lord Chaitanya. What to speak of a Vaishnava? What to speak of a human being, Vaishnava? Human Vaishnava, may not be dog Vaishnava. So we can conveniently sometimes underestimate the spiritual position of other Vaishnavas. But Shivanand Sen gave a benefit of doubt even to the dog also. And now when he recognized that it is receiving the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he offered dandavats to the dog. And we hesitate to offer dandavats. Then basically being respectful or valuing other Vaishnavas if they don't match our mindset, our mood, our priorities. Right? Apparently certain personality traits will astonish us in certain devotees. There are certain personality traits that will really surprise us and annoy us. We become little, but in the heart of the hearts, whatever incompatibilities are there, at heart, one should have a respectful attitude towards a devotee. Give a benefit of doubt that without Krishna's sanction, he can't be around. Without Krishna's sanction, he can't be sitting here and then chanting the holy names of Krishna. Nitantuli baju mein rakhu. He's doing. Without Krishna's sanction, how can he serve the devotees in whatever way he can? So everybody is a special soul. So at that level, we should always respect all the devotees in our heart. And as we discussed several other times also, we need to do the needful on a practical level. Right. But internally, there should never be any disrespectful attitude. See, one thing, being respectful, being non-critical, non-judgmental, non-offensive, these are really core Vaishnava principles, right? Everyone really has to imbibe this mood. And sometimes it may so happen that while being so cautious about these important aspects, sometimes we could be irresponsible or run away from responsibility or stay in our own small zone, right? Sometimes that also could happen, right? So doing the needful on a practical level, and especially if it's beyond our bandwidth, we should always keep distance from judging other people. But when you're managing, you have to judge. Without judgment, where is management? But the judgment should not be in an offensive manner. And at heart, we should never disrespect devotees. We should always give a benefit of doubt that, okay, he is here means Krishna's sanction is there. Without Krishna's sanction, how can someone be around? Practically, with many people, at least 50% of the people around us, we have some issues. We may not like the style in which they operate. Right? You can't find a 100% compatible human being, sadhaka, around you. That's a myth. You can't even find 50% compatible also many times. You can't even see 25% compatible also. But we have to live with them. Right? How will we live? When we are convinced that without Krishna's sanction, he is not here. Right? Only because of Krishna's sanction, this devotee is here practicing devotional service in this manner. So, understanding that Krishna's desire, Krishna's will, Krishna's sanction, we should always respect, and we should try to see the positive side of that devotee and then be respectful to him, not be offensive towards him. Right? So, if Shivanand Sen could give benefit of doubt and respect even a dog, why can't we give that respect or offer obeisances or take care of other Vaishnavas, human beings, sadhakas, right? Okay. But one needs to do the needful according to time, place, circumstances, whatever corrections one may have to give circumstantially. Being well aware of one's own shortcomings, right? So, just because a person is, just because I am giving a correction to someone, that doesn't make me Mahabhagavat and he is fallen fellow. In that area, for certain reason, we may have to offer certain correction, but in some other areas, I need correction, like that. So, one needs to be respectful. So, Shivanand Sen is giving so much of respect to the dog. By rendering a little service, even by eating prasadam, what to speak of chanting and dancing, everyone can be promoted to Vaikuntha Loka. It is therefore requested that all our devotees in ISKCON community become pure Vaishnava, so that by their mercy, all the people of the world will be transformed to Vaikuntha Loka, transferred to Vaikuntha Loka, even without their knowledge. Taking prasadam. Dog just took prasadam and chanted the holy names. And dog is going to Vaikuntha. So, that's the next verse. No, 31st verse, sorry. Shivananda kukkura dekhi dandavata kailam. Dainyakari nija aparadha kshama ilam. So, very humbly he is offering obeisances to the dog and begging forgiveness from the dog. Oh, I didn't take care of you, my dear dog. We neglected to give you prasad. My servant neglected means it's my neglect only. I was just engaged with the toll man and I am unable to... I could not give you attention. I was inattentive to you. So please forgive my offenses. You are such an exalted devotee. So Shivanand Sen took the beating of Nityanand Prabhu even after the energizing in so much service. See Shivanand Sen's humility. He arranged for accommodation and travel of all the devotees. When there was some delay, Shivanand Sen, Nityanand Prabhu, what did he do? He kicked on his chest. He didn't feel bad at all. You do so much of seva and in reciprocation you get a kick on your chest. Right? Still Shivanand Sen is so composed and he's feeling that, oh, there is a mistake on my part. That's why I was kicked. And here he maintained the dog so well. At the end, because he could not provide the dog some prasad at the end of the day, that too because of an honest mistake, not a premeditated mistake. It's not a premeditated neglect. It's not actually indifference. It's like a circumstantial neglect. So for that he is begging forgiveness. Dainya, dainya kari nija aparadha kshamaila. Please forgive me. Because of his natural humility, immediately offered obeisances to the dog just to contract his offenses to the dog. So if an exalted devotee like Shivananda Sen is considering his not giving food to a dog as a great offense and he is falling flat at the lotus feet of the dog and begging for forgiveness, what to speak of we? Right. Definitely, we are not at the level of great Shivanand Sen. Second, people whom we are offending are not like as low as dog also. Right? But still, Shivanand Sen is humble in front of dog. What to speak of we? There is a lot of restraint in begging forgiveness. There is a lot of ego will just make a pulp, coconut pulp out of us. Ego will just block our words. Sorry, Moose, nikalta hi nahi. Right? Sorry, Moose, nikalna ho tobhi. The person will feel that I am doing a great favor by saying sorry. I am becoming so humble by saying sorry. I am becoming so kind towards saying sorry. One devotee was saying, some clash happened. He said, aapka gadha aage, mera goda piche. But he is convinced that uska gadha hai, mera goda hai. He is saying that also, but I am saying sorry, I am so kind to you. Right? Theek hai, you win. Aap jeet gaya. Right? I am gone. Sometimes while saying sorry also, there is no feeling of that sorryness inside. Right? The heart doesn't feel that sorry, but mouth may say sorry. But see, at heart he is feeling really sorry. Out of his natural humility, he is begging forgiveness from a dog. And the dog may not even understand also. We don't know whether it understood or not, but later it went to Vaikuntha. But someone is falling at my feet, karke, dog may not even understand, but it's a genuine feeling. We say sorry because the other person understands. If you don't say sorry, mera kaam atkayega, future mein. Right? If I didn't say sorry, then he may trouble me in future. Arre, theek hai, sorry bol diya to ek kaam ho jayega. So all these things are there. Fake it till you make it is also nice, instead of not doing it. But sometimes we fake it without an intention to make it also. So that it's not a formality, it's not a strategy. It's not being smart in saying sorry. It's not a nice way of getting things done. Right? It's not like in the modern world, sometimes people may be trained. As soon as person comes in, just smile. You should smile in such a way that the person feels at home. All these air hostesses, hotel, restaurant waiters, all this they do. And even the, what is that called, customer care people, they also, they write mails in such a humble tone.
my SSD got crashed. My laptop got crashed. And our Pranad Gopinath Prabhu wrote a mail to them. They are not doing the job. Since 7 days or 8 days, it's like stagnant only. I don't have a laptop. And Trila Subodhin is just getting pending. But what 2-3 mails they wrote, the mail is filled with humility. Right? We sincerely regret for the inconvenience caused to you, my dear customer. Whenever you need any assistance from our side, we are at your service. Like that, there are some 3-4 statements at different strategic locations in the mail. Right? Ultimately, kaam to jyada hota nahi. Right? Jitna delay hona chahiye, utna ho jayega. Right? Whether they speak humbly or rashly, whatever. If it has to take 1 week, it will take 1 week. But they will make you feel nice. Apology is there. Thank you is there. We are very thankful for you for giving this feedback to us. Right? It helps us to improve our product and our service to you. All these are there. They're trained. And that mail is, many times the mails are standard. Copy paste maro, 2 address change karo, baki sab name same hai. Right? So there is a training in that. It's not a strategy. Saying sorry, begging forgiveness is not a strategy. It's a genuine feeling of the heart. To the extent you are genuine in begging forgiveness, to that extent the other person is inspired to forgive you. Right? So, and the vibes will just come out. How much sincerity is there in your apology is generally understood by most people. Some simple people may not understand only. They are sorry, bol rahe, itna humble hai aadmi. No humility nahi hai, sorry bol diya sir. Like that. But here, his really genuine humility is falling at the feet of the dog and begging forgiveness. So the next day, no one saw the dog. Aara dinak keha tara dekhana paila siddha deha paya kukura vaikunthe te gela. The dog attained a spiritual body and went to Vaikuntha. So that thus ends the episode of dog. Shivanand Sen's dog. 33. Aichha divya lila kare sachiranandan kukura ke krishna kahaya karala mochan. So these are the divya lilas and divine pastimes of Sachiranandan. So he made even dog attain Vaikuntha, attain the spiritual world. You see, Kaviraj Goswami is attributing the credit. He is concluding the episode by glorifying Lord Chaitanya. So, it requires a lot of faith to acknowledge Krishna in every move, every walk, every aspect of one's life. Krishna ke tarah seen mein. Till now, Lord Chaitanya didn't speak a single word. He just was throwing coconut pulp. So, Kaviraj Goswami said, see, he threw coconut pulp, made the dog chant and sent it to Vaikuntha. It is his mercy. So ultimately, whenever everything, whatever happens, the credit goes to Krishna. Credit goes to Lord Chaitanya. He began the chapter also like that only. Pangum langhayati. Okay, next, 34th verse. Eta Prabhu Agnaya Rupa Aila Vrindavan Krishna Lila Nataka Karite Hailaman. So this is about Shivanand Sen's dog. So when the Bengali Vaishnavas came to Jagannath Puri, on the way this dog incident happened. So basically storyline is Bengali Vaishnavas came to Jagannath Puri. So at that time Rupa Goswami also wanted to come to Jagannath Puri. He went to Vrindavan following the orders of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya also told him to write Krishna Leela. Write various spiritual literatures about the devotional service and about the leelas of Krishna. So he just began writing dramas. Where did he meet? Rupa Goswami, where did he take the teachings from Prayag? And Sanatana Goswami? Varanasi, Benares. So after he took teachings from Lord Chaitanya, so Rupa Goswami went to Vrindavan. Then after going to Vrindavan, he desired, I should come and see Lord Chaitanya once. Right? So this happened during the 6 years of Madhya Leela. So beyond that 6 years, after he went to Vrindavan, he got some desire to see Lord Chaitanya and he came back. See, Rupa Goswami's meeting or Sanatana Goswami's meeting with Lord Chaitanya is quite brief. So they left their jobs and came to Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya was on his way to Vrindavan, at Ramkeli they came. They met, one night discussion. And after that, for about 10 days, there were teachings. Rupa Goswami took teachings for 10 days. Sanatana Goswami, 2 months. So that 2 months and 10 days ka association. And after that, again one more visit to Jagannath Puri. There he stayed at Jagannath Puri for a few months, couple of months. And then he went back to Vrindavan. That's all, his association. One night meeting, 10 days teachings, and maybe a couple of months of interaction, various pastimes. That's all, done. Whole life he dedicated to the cause of Lord Chaitanya. So when we are not getting the association of Guru or senior Vaishnavas or whatever, it's like definitely personal association and physical proximity has a very important role and very significant, very important contribution to one's spiritual life. But more important than that is how much you value the teachings and how much you conduct yourself according to the instructions given by the spiritual master, guru, or the senior Vaishnava, or the Supreme Lord. So as far as physical proximity is concerned, Ramananda Rai, Sarupa Damodar Goswami, Govinda, Sarvam Bhattacharya, they got a lot of association of Mahaprabhu. But Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they got very less association. Very few days, a couple of months, all put together in their life is like a couple of months, few months. Not more. But still, they dedicated their life to Lord Chaitanya. In their literature, they just offer prayers to Lord Chaitanya. They understood. Now he came back. He is trying to come back. Vrindavane natakera arambha karilam. Mangalacharana nandi shloka tathai likhilam. So, in Vrindavan, he began writing drama, natak. So he wrote the Nandi Shloka. Nandi Shloka means the introductory verse, the inaugurating verse. Or you can say Mangalacharan. Mangalacharan. Nandi Shloka is the part of Mangalacharan. Mangalacharan is like the initial set of verses. Nandi Shloka means one verse in that introduction. Next. And that is written to invoke good fortune, invoke blessings, like that. Pathe chali aise natak. Kera ghatana bhavite kadacha kariya kichu lagila likhite. So on his way to Bengal, from Vrindavan he is coming to Bengal. From Bengal he goes to Puri. Means on the way to Jagannath Puri he arrived at Bengal. So he has been thinking how to write the drama. So while traveling also you can write. A writer writes during traveling also. Sometimes it just happens. Because mind is constantly thinking about your project although you are traveling. Sometimes I sit in the airport and then make the overview charts of Subodhini. Right? I write some article. Like that. So on traveling also he is thinking about the drama. I saw once Chaitanya Charan Prabhu and myself and one more devotee. We were going to Chopati on the way, Bolero, or Mohanlas Prabhu arranged vehicle. So I was standing. So Prabhuji completed his rounds by 6 o'clock or 5:45, something like that, before 6. And there is some more time. There is at least one and a half hours to go to Chopati. If traffic comes, it's more than that. So he opened his laptop. He kept in front. His hearing also. His writing also. His eating also. He's taking his breakfast, some anjeer and some fruits like that. So devotee doesn't want to waste time. During traveling also, writing will happen, hearing will happen. Right. Now MP3 players are there. In those days only writing will happen.
Hearing means one-to-one discussion may happen if we are traveling with someone. No MP3 players. So, constant absorption in one's service, even while doing, like I was like thinking, hey, one more hour already, okay, I'll just lie down, do some meditation with eyes closed, not half closed, fully closed. So that's my thought process, that 1 hour is waste. But that 1 hour cannot be wasted. Chaitanya Charitamrita immediately opened his laptop and then started writing. Right? He's making his website, that Gita Daily, whatever is there. So he just sends like that. So Rupa Goswami is also thinking of how to write the action of the drama. So he made some notes and began to write. And their notes is like not taking smartphone and then writing on the notes app. Right? He really has that family for whatever in those days. He just have to write like that. It's a very elaborate procedure. Yeh mate dui bhai gauda deshe ailam. Gauda asi anupamera ganga prapti hailam. So when both of them, he is accompanied by Anupam also. Anupam or Srivallabh. When they went to Bengal, Anupam left his body on the way. Rupa Gosai Prabhut Pashe Karila Gavan. Prabhure Dekhite Tara Utkanthita Man. Anupamera Lagi Tara Kichuvilam Bahaila. Bhaktagana Pasha Aila Laga Napailam. So Anupam died. So because of that, there was some delay. He got little stuck up in Bengal. And Rupa Goswami then departed for Lord Chaitanya because he was very eager to see him. Okay. And he also met devotees at Bengal. He could not meet devotees at Bengal because by the time he reached Bengal, all the devotees already went from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. Right, Bengal devotees, that's how the chapter began. Bengal devotees were going to Jagannath Puri. And Rupa Goswami was coming behind. And he got stuck up in Bengal because of Anupam's death. So he stayed for a while and then he proceeded. 40th verse. Udiya deshe satya bhama purana me grama. Ekaratri se grama karila vishrama. Ratre swapne dekhe ka divya rupa nari. Sammukhe asiya agna dila bahu kripakari. So in Orissa, there is a place called Satyabhamapura, and Rupa Goswami stayed there for a night to take rest there on his way to Jagannath Puri. Now he is traveling alone. Then Satyabhama came into his dream. Eka Divya Rupa Nari, one lady came who has such divine form, that is Srimati Satyabhama. So then she gave an order to Rupa Goswami very mercifully, Kripakari. What is that order? Amara Nataka Prithak Karaharachan. Amara Kripate Nataka Haibe Vilakshan. You write a separate drama for me and by my mercy that will become really wonderful drama, extraordinarily beautiful drama. Swapna Dekhi Rupa Gosai Karila Vichar. Satyabhama Agna Prithak Nataka Karibar. Rajapura Leela Ekatra Kariyachi Ghatan. Dui Bhagi Kari Ebe Kari Murachan.
Read the translation. After having that dream, Srila Rupa Goswami considered, it is the order of Satyabhama that I write a separate drama for her. I have brought together in one work all the pastimes performed by Lord Krishna in Vrindavan and in Dwarka. Now I shall have to divide them into two dramas.
So Rupa Goswami heard this instruction in the dream and decided that he has to divide this drama into two parts. Right? So sometimes books have to be divided into two parts when it's lengthy, when there are different sections. So now here the moods are different. The reason for the division into two different dramas is Krishna in Vrindavan is in such madhurya mood. Sweetness is prominent there. And in Dwaraka, there is some reverence aspect. So all rasas are there at both places. But here the rasa is, in Vrindavan the rasa is kevala. In Dwaraka or Mathura the rasa is Aishwarya Jnana Yukta. It's not kevala. So it's justified and it makes sense to make two separate dramas and not combine both of them together. Next, Vrajapura, this we read, right? Bhavite bhavite shighra ailani la chale. Asi uttarila hari dasa vasasthale. So, thinking like that, he reached Jagannath Puri and he went to Haridas Thakur's place. Haridas Thakur's hut. Haridasa Thakur tare bahuka krupa kailam. Tumi asi bemora prabhu ye kahilam. So, he went to Haridas Thakur's hut first. And Haridas Thakur said, Lord Chaitanya already told me that you will come. Uppala bogha dekhiya Haridase re dekhite. Pratidina asena prabhu aila achambite. Rupa dandavata kare Haridasa kahilam. Haridase mili prabhu rupe alingilam. So generally, after seeing Uppala bogha at Jagannath temple, Lord Chaitanya would go to Haridas Thakur just to meet him. So today also he will come. So he came. He saw Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami along with him. So Rupa Goswami fell flat and Lord Chaitanya embraced him. Haridasa Rupe Laya Prabhu Vasile Ekasthane Kushala Prashna Ishta Goshti Kaila Katakshani. So, Mahaprabhu sat with both of them and there were Kushala Prashna. Kushala Prashna means inquiries about each other's welfare. Kushala. So, how are you? How are you doing? So, that kind of inquiries. So, they talked for some time. Sanatanera Vartayabe Gosai Puchila Rupakahe Tarasange Dekhanahaila Ami Gangapathe Aila. Tiho Raja Pathe Atayeva Amar Dekha Nahila Taras Sathe. Mahaprabhu asked him, what about Sanatan Goswami? When is he coming? So he said, I didn't meet him. I came by the path of Ganges and then he came by the path of public road. So we didn't meet. Next. Prayage Sunilu Teho Gela Vrindavane Anupamera Ganga Prapti Kaila Nivedani. And he also said that Anupam left his body. In Prayaga, I heard that he already has gone to Vrindavan. So, and Anupam also left his body. In Prayaga, I heard that he means Sanatana Goswami has already gone to Vrindavan. Rupataha Vasadiya Gosai Chalila Gosai Rasange Bhakta Rupe Rabilila Haradina Mahaprabhu Sabha Bhakta Laya Rupe Milaila Sabaya Krupa Takariyam. Read the translation.
After allocating the residential quarters there to Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. Then all the Lord's personal associates met Srila Rupa Goswami. On the next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again met Rupa Goswami and with great mercy, the Lord introduced him to all the devotees.
Sabara charana rupa karila vandan Kripakari rupa sabhe kaila alingan Advaita nityananda tomaraju ijane Prabhu kahe rupe krupa kara kaya mane. He said, Rupa Goswami offered obeisances to all of them, and Mahaprabhu told Advaita Nityananda, you both should wholeheartedly show your mercy. Kaya mane, with your kaya mane is body and mind. Basically, wholeheartedly, you should just offer blessings to Rupa Goswami. Tomadu hara kripate hara hau taicha shakti yate vivarite parena krishna rasa bhakti. So Lord Chaitanya gave Rupa Goswami a big project to write devotional literatures for the enlightenment of people in general, enlightenment of all of us. So he is requesting Nityanand Prabhu and Advaita Acharya to bless Rupa Goswami so that he can write about Krishna Rasa and Bhakti. Gaudiya Udiya Yata Prabhu Bhakta Gani Sabara Haila Rupa Snehera Bhajani. So Gaudiya means Bengali devotees. Udiya means Orissa devotees. So Lord Chaitanya became an, Rupa Goswami became an object of affection of all these devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Pratidina asi rupe karena milane mandire ye prasada pana dena dvijani ishta goshti duhasane karikatakshana madhyahna karite prabhu karilagamana. Every day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to see Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur, both of them are staying together and he will give them prasadam because they don't go to this temple. So he'd spend some time for them, with them. So, ee mata pratidina prabhura vyavahar prabhu krupa paya rupera ananda apar bhakta ganalaya kaila gundicha marjan Aitota Asi Kaila Vanya Bhojan. So in this way Mahaprabhu's dealings with him continued every day. So and Rupa Goswami felt very happy to receive such great pleasure, great mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Prabhu Krupa Paya Rupera Ananda Apar. His happiness knew no bounds. And Bhakta Ganalaya Kaila Gundicha Marjan. And as usual, Gundicha Marjan happens before Rath Yatra, and he also participated in that. Right, and there was a little picnic in the garden. Everybody took prasad. Prasada khaya haribale sarva bhakta janam. Dekhi haridasa rupera harashita manam. Govinda dvara prabhura sesha prasada pailam. Premimatta duyi jana nachitela gilam. So Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami also saw that Gundicha Marjan is happening and devotees are very nicely chanting the holy names and both of them are very pleased. And Govinda gave them some Mahaprasad of Lord Chaitanya and eating that they became very happy. And they started dancing also. By eating Mahaprasad they started dancing. Right, that's their ecstasy. Aradina Prabhu Rupe Miliya Vasilam Sarvagna Shiromani Prabhu Kahi Tela Gilam. One day, the next day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Rupa Goswami at Haridas Thakur's hut. Sarvagna means he knows everything. Sarvagna Shiromani means he's best of all omniscient people. Sarvagna means one who knows everything. Best of all the knowers of everything is Lord Chaitanya. Right? And he spoke. Krishnere bahira nahi kariha vraja haitem vraja chadi krishna kabhu naya na khan khante. He says, do not take Krishna out of Vrindavan. Krishnere bahira nahi kariha vraja haite. He will never come out of Vrindavan. He does not go anywhere else at any time. Don't take him out of Vrindavan. That's all. And he quoted a verse also to substantiate this point. Krishnonyo yadu sambhuto yah purna sostyata paraham vrindavanam parityajyam svakachinnaiva gachhati. Krishno anyaha yadu sambhuto means one who has taken birth as Yadava, means in the Yadu family. That personality who has taken birth in the Yadu family is Krishna Anyu. He is different from Krishna Vrindavan. Right? Yaha Purna Sostyataha Paraha. Yaha Purna. That Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is complete. Asti Ataha Paraha. But the person who is staying in Dwaraka or Mathura or as a descendant of Yadu, he is little different from this complete personality of Godhead Krishna. Vrindavanam parityajyasa kvachin naiva gachyati. Because that Krishna, complete supreme personality of Godhead endowed with all opulences, that Krishna will never give up Vrindavan. Vrindavanam padam parityajya sva kachin, never at any time gachyati. He does not go anywhere else. So, Krishna in Vrindavan is different from Krishna in Dwaraka or Mathura. Just he quoted this verse. Done. This is from Laghu Bhagavatamrita by Rupa Goswami. Ekka kahi Mahaprabhu madhyahne chalila Rupa Gosai mane kichu vismaya haila. He just said this much and went away. Then Rupa Goswami became astonished and he started thinking. Prathaka nataka karite satyabhama agnadila. Janilu prathaka nataka karite prabhu agnahaila. Satyabhama ordered me to try two different dramas. And he recognized that it is Satyabhama. He saw a very effulgent divine lady and he understood that this is Satyabhama. And that dream also happened at Satyabhamapur only. So she told me to write two different dramas. And now I understand that this order has been confirmed by Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also confirmed this. Purvedui nataka chitra chila ekatra rachana. Dui bhagi kari ibe karimu ghatana. Dui nandi prastavana. Dui sam ghatana. Prithak kariya likhi kariya bhavana. Read.
Formerly I wrote the two dramas as one composition. Now I shall divide it and describe the incidents into two separate works. I shall write two separate invocations for the good fortune and two different introductions. Let me think deeply about the matter. Then describe the two different sets of incidences.
Okay. So Prastavana, Nandi Shloka means introductory verse. Prastavana means overall introduction. Sanghatana means different events, the chain of events. So all this he was just trying to write in one manner. But now because he divided the book in two parts, two dramas, so he is writing separate introductory verses. Everything separate. So writing has certain protocols. So the book has to be prefaced by some nice introductory matter, right? Some invocation verse, some Mangalacharan. So all these things are there. So because the book became two, so this in introductions also should become two. It's not part one, part two. It has become two different books only. So they are Vedagdha Madhav, that is pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, and Lalita Madhav, pastimes of Krishna in Dwaraka and Mathura. Rathayatraya Jagannatha Darshana Karila. Ratha Agre Prabhura Nritya Kirtana Dekhila. Prabhura Nritya Shloka Suni Sri Rupa Gosai. Shei Shloka Arthalaya Shloka Karila Tathai. So, during Rathayatraya also Rupa Goswami saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in front of this Jagannath. And there Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited a verse. And seeing that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is reciting some verse, Rupa Goswami composed another verse to explain this verse, to reflect the same meaning of this verse or the same emotion of Lord Chaitanya in reciting that verse. Purvesei sabak katha kariyachi varanan. तथापि कहिय किच्छु संक्षेप कथन. And Kaviraj Goswami already mentioned about this in the previous Madhirira, he mentioned it, initial chapters, first and second chapters. So now, still briefly he will write something more. Samanya eka shloka prabhu padene kirtane. Kene shloka padeiha keha nahi jane. Sabi eka swarupa gosai shloka rartha jane. Shlokanu rupa pada prabhu ke karana aswadani. So what Mahaprabhu is reciting is generally not known to everyone. The meaning of that verse is not understandable for everyone except Swarup Damodar Goswami. Because he went into the mood of Srimati Radharani, and Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramanandare, they are the people who actually understands the inner feelings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he goes into that ecstasy. Right? Even they also recite verses that match his mood. So like that, Swarup Damodar Goswami only understands when others cannot understand. Rupa Gosai Prabhura Janiya Abhipray Seyarthe Shloka Kaila Prabhure Ye Bhai. Okay, Rupa Goswami also understood the meaning of this verse. So let's see the verse recited by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. यः कौमारहरस्स एव हि वरस्ता एव चित्रक्षपः ते चोन्मीलितमालती सुरभयः प्रौढः कदम्बानिलाः सा चैवांसि तथापि तत्र सुरता व्यापारलीलाविधौ रेवा रोधसि वेतसि तरुतले चेतः समुत्कंठते यः कौमारहरस्स एव हि वरस्ता एव चैत्रक्षपः ते चोन्मीलितमालति सुरभयः प्रौढः कदम्बानिलः सा चैवांसि तथापि तत्र सुरता व्यापारलीलाविधौ रेवा रोधसि वेतसि तरुतले चेतः समुत्कंठते
That very personality who stole my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlight nights of the month of the Chaitra. The same fragrance of Malti flower is there, and the same sweet breeze are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover, yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva, under the Vetasi tree, that is my desire.
So this is what Srimati Radharani spoke when she saw Krishna at Kurukshetra. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in that same mood and emotions of Srimati Radharani, he is reciting the same verse. And this verse has been, the meaning of this verse is captured by another verse composed by Rupa Goswami. Priyasoyam Krishna Sahachari Kurukshetra Milita. Tathaham sa Radha Tadidam Ubhayaha Sangama Sukham. तथाप्यन्तः खेलन् मधुरा मुरली पञ्चमेजुषे मनोमे कालिंदी पुलिना विपिनाय स्पृहयति
My dear friend, now I have met my very old and dear friend Krishna on this field of Kurukshetra. I am the same Radharani, and now we are meeting together. It is very pleasant, but I would still like to go to the bank of the Yamuna beneath the trees of the forest there. I wish to hear the vibration of his sweet flute playing the fifth note within that forest of Vrindavan.
So these two verses you already read earlier in the previous chapters. That explanation also is given nicely. 80th verse. Talapatre shloka likhi chalete rakhila samudra snana karibare rupa gosai gela hena kale prabhu aila tahare milite चाले श्लोक देखी प्रभु लागिला पढ़िते. After writing this verse, अने तालपत्र means palm leaf. रूप गोस्वामी put it in the thatched roof. See the place of stories also. Right. Very simple. Just write on a palm leaf and put it there. Now we have to store in hard disk and the hard disk will crash and the such insecurities were not there. Okay. Then Mahaprabhu came there. Somehow he saw that also. So additional leaf is pushed inside the roof. He saw the verse. He read it. Shloka padi prabhu sukhe prema vishta hailam. Henakale rupa gosai snana kari ailam. Prabhu deki dandavata prangane padilam. Prabhuta re chapadamari sahitela gila. So Mahaprabhu read the sloka and he became extremely happy, prema vishta. He became absorbed in prema. And meanwhile, Rupa Goswami took his bath and came back to his hut. Then he offered obeisances to Rupa Goswami. There is that beautiful painting also. And he got up. Lord Chaitanya just slapped him very mildly. Not with anger, very mildly, lovingly, he just slapped like that and spoke as follows. Gudhamvara hridaya tumi janila kemani etakahi rupe kaila dridha alingani. So gudhamvara hridaya, my heart is extremely confidential. What I am experiencing within my heart is really secret, private. How did you understand my mind? Because Lord Chaitanya descended to fulfill certain reasons. Some are confidential reasons, some are bahiyavatara karan, some are external reasons, secondary reasons. So the internal reasons are known to very few people. And Rupa Goswami became one of them. And he hardly had any association with Lord Chaitanya. Right? But whatever association he had, that was filled with quality. And whenever he does not have that physical proximity or close association, he is always meditating on the mood of Lord Chaitanya. That's why Rupa Goswami is that person who actually understood the mood of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya mano abhishtam sthapitam yena bhutali swayam rupaha kadamahiyam dadati svapadantikam. So Rupa Goswami understood the mood. So then, Sei shlokalaya prabhu swarupe dekhailam. Swarupera pariksha lagi tahare puchilam. Mora antara varta rupa janila ke manem. Swarup kahe jani krupa kari acha apane. So Lord Chaitanya showed that verse to Swarup Damodar Goswami and said that how does he understand my mood, my heart? Then Swarup Damodar Goswami replied, I can understand that you have already bestowed your mercy upon him. Without you bestowing mercy, he cannot understand you. So our understanding in devotional service is also bestowed by Krishna. Without his sanction, without his mercy, we cannot understand the devotional, important principles of devotional service and all. Or philosophical concepts, or shastra, everything. Our understanding also
is not dependent on our intelligence. Yeah, it's an external mechanism. It's a subtle mechanism, subtle body, intelligence that's needed. Fine. But ultimately, Krishna's sanction has to be there. External reason is intelligence. Internal reason is Krishna's sanction. Confidential reason. Next. 87th verse. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. So, buddhi is a part of one subtle body, which is a separated energy of Krishna. But dadami buddhi yogam tam. But when Krishna gives that intelligence of yoga, connection with Krishna, right? So it's not material, it's spiritual. 87th verse. Anyatha e artha karanahi hayagnana. Tumi purve krupa kaila kari anumana. No one can understand this meaning, anyatha, otherwise. I can therefore guess that previously you bestowed your mercy upon him. Without your mercy, how can someone understand what's there in your mind? Prabhu kahe iho amaya prayage mililam. Yogya patra jani ihaya mora krupa tahila.
Read.
No one could otherwise understand this meaning. I can therefore guess that previously you bestowed upon him your causeless mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, Rupa Goswami met me at Prayag. Knowing him to be the suitable person, I naturally bestowed my mercy upon him.
So who will get mercy? By mercy only we'll understand Krishna. But who will get mercy? One who is a qualified candidate. One who is a fitting candidate. Suitable person. Yogya. So one should have that yogyata to receive mercy of Krishna. If that yogyata is not there, he will not get mercy of Krishna. Without mercy of Krishna, one cannot understand the Lord. What is that? Prasada leshana grihita eva hi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno athapite deva padambujadvaya. Prasada leshana grihita eva hi. So if one gets even the slightest favor, without that favor of Krishna, mercy of Krishna, one cannot understand the tattva of Krishna. Janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno. Nacha anya, other people cannot understand. Only those who get mercy of Krishna will understand. And to get that mercy, we need to have the right attitude.
89th verse. Tabe shakti sanchariyami kailunu padesham. Tumiha kahivo ihanya rase ravisesham.
I thereupon also bestowed him my transcendental potency. Now you also should give him instructions. In particular, instruct him in transcendental mellows. Rasera visesha. The speciality of all rasas, you should also tell him. So, Lord Chaitanya is also engaging some of his devotees also to empower some of the younger people. Right? So, it's not just that our relationship is between a person's relationship is only with Krishna. Krishna also appoints or delegates some of the training aspects to some of his other devotees. Now a senior person is there and you are getting trained under him. Every element of training he need not give you personally. He will appoint some other trained person also to give you. He only can train me or what? I should always interact with the other person. Don't put anyone. Beach wala nahi chahiye humko. So, not like that. So, Swarupa Damodara Goswami also trained Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami took the training. And Raghunath Das Goswami also took training from Swarupa Damodara Goswami. Right? Lord Chaitanya directly instructed also. And he instructed through his other people also. We cannot expect training or instructions directly from the topmost person only. There are some people who accept a delegation from them, their confidential associates, and we take from them. And we should be ready for it. We should be prepared for it. That's the parampara. Right?
Tabe shakti sanchari ami kailinu upadesha. I gave him upadesha. I gave him instruction. I empowered him with my shakti.
तुमीह कही वो इहाय रसेर विशेष, यू शुड ऑल्सो गिव हिम योर इंस्ट्रक्शंस एंड योर एंड सच अ पर्सन इंस्ट्रक्शंस आर नो लेस देन द मेन इंस्ट्रक्शंस, द मेन पर्सनैलिटीज इंस्ट्रक्शंस, राइट? टू द एक्सटेंट वन इज सिंसियर, टू दैट एक्सटेंट ही सबमिट्स टू द रिप्रेजेंटेटिव ऑफ गुरु ऑल्सो. गुरु मीन्स मोर सबमिशन, रिप्रेजेंटेटिव ऑफ गुरु मीन्स less submission or no submission. That's not the, then we'll not get mercy, right? So representatives also play a very important role in our spiritual advancement. It's very clear, it's quite clear.
Swarup kahe yate yai shloka dekhilunu तुमी करी अच्छ कृपा तबानी जानीलू. He said, Sarvadamodara Goswami, as soon as I saw this unique composition of this verse by Rupa Goswami, I could immediately understand that you gave him special mercies. Three times Sarvadamodara Goswami said. 90th verse he said, he got your mercy. And where else? 87th verse he said, 86th verse also he said. Three times he said, you gave him kripa. Falena phala karanam anumiyate. By seeing the result, one can understand the cause of the result. When someone is doing very nicely things, you should understand he got blessings. He got mercy. He got empowerment. There is no point. It's actually sheer stupidity to feel envious of another person who is doing better than us. Understand that the other person actually received mercy from bona fide sources. It could be from Krishna or Guru or his representatives or Vaishnavas in general, whatever. Because of their empowerment only, he is able to do things in certain fashion, in an organized manner, in an effective manner, in a nice manner. So, phalena phala karanam anumiyate. Without such empowerment, without such sanction of Krishna, without that mercy, receiving that mercy, we cannot take anyone's success for granted. Right? We cannot attribute it towards one's material skills only. Right? The results are just a proof. Okay. For example, somebody, you are eating a very nice gulab jamun. It's very tasty. It's not made in Avadhut style. It's really made. in a nice manner. So you understand that cook is very nicely trained. A neophyte cook cannot produce this quality, right? Sometimes we eat, usme sugar bahut jyada rehte. It's not up to the mark. Sometimes salt bhi rehte. sugar samajh ke salt dal diya hoga. Right? Sometimes the syrup is not very, it's not properly consistent. Sometimes it's done in a very neophyte manner or avadhut style. So we understand it's not made by a very expert cook. But when everything is pakka, you understand, this is done by an expert cook. So by seeing the result, we understand the cause of the result. This cook has experience. This cook has empowerment. Your pastimes, everybody is seeing. So, Hari Gopal Prabhu is very eager to have Premanjan Prabhu glorified as the best cook of sweets, which is a fact. So, when Premanjan Prabhu cooks, how you will know? अमृत के लिए अभी तक नहीं आया प्रभु, एक महीने में जा रहे हैं लोग. We have only कितना 25-26 days left. After yatra, please make for me. प्रगाढ़ प्रेम दिखाओ थोड़ा. पदयात्रा थोड़ा एक्सटेंड कर लो. दे विल कम टू असिस्ट यू.
If they actually take lina, they will come to assist you also. They will be more eager for this. So seeing the result, one can understand the cause of that result. If one becomes envious of Premanjan Prabhu that I cannot make Gulab Jamun like this, I cannot make Amrit Keli like this, what will happen? It's like, he is empowered cook. He is trained directly by Gaurang Prabhu. 2009 mein. Premanjan Prabhu, Rasik Gaurari Prabhu, Shyam Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Prabhu. Right? Shyam Prabhu. So they are all direct disciples in cooking by Gaurang Prabhu. So what else you expect? That's why you cook. Next. Swargapagahe mamrunalininam. Nana mrunala agra bhujo bhajamaha. Annanurupam tanuruparidham. Karyam nidanadhi gunan adhite.
The river Ganges flowing in the heavenly planets is full of golden lotus flowers, and we, the residents of those planets, eat the stem of the flowers. Thus we are very beautiful, more so than the inhabitants of any other planet. This is due to the law of the cause and effect, for if one eats the food in the mode of goodness increases the beauty of his body.
So when someone is eating mode of goodness food, they are generally beautiful. So that's the cause and effect. Just to explain this cause and effect thing, he quoted one more verse. Now you see, when someone is doing very nicely in devotional service, means that service is the result. You are seeing that result. So behind that there is cause. What is the cause? The cause is twofold. One, his own sincerity. Two, the mercy that he received as a reciprocation for his sincerity. Simple. That's what we read in this chapter. In the previous verses we have seen that because of someone's sincerity, there is mercy. That's how the chapter also began. The chapter began that my writing of this literature, all the impediments will be annihilated and my real desire will be fulfilled. And where else we discussed about receiving mercy. A person receives mercy. The dog received mercy. No, not that one. Anyways, the concept is clear. We may not remember the context. Concept is, a person is sincere and he receives mercy. Right? When such a sincere person receives mercy, the service that he does is exceptional. That's what Rupa Goswami's case is. Rupa Goswami is sincere, he got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and he could produce this beautiful verse. Simple. Next. So purport only elaborates that. Krishna Prasadam 93. Chaturmasya Rahi Gode Vaishnava Chalila Rupa Gosai Mahaprabhura Charane Rahila. After the 4 months of this Chaturmasya, Bengali Vaishnavas went back to their homes and Rupa Goswami remained in Jagannath Puri under the shelter of the Lord. So Ekadina Rupa Karina Nataka Likhana Achambite Mahaprabhura Haila Agamana. One day Rupa Goswami was writing his book, Mahaprabhu suddenly appeared. Hare Krishna. So one day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to meet Rupa Goswami as he was writing the book. Sambhrame duhe uthi dandavata hailam duhe alingiya prabhu asane vasila. Kya punthi likila
बलि एक पत्र नील अक्षर देखिय प्रभु मने सुखी हैल. So Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami were sitting there and Lord Chaitanya embraced both of them and sat down. Oh, what are you writing? He just took one page and saw. He said, Akshara Dekhaya Prabhu Mane Sukhi Haila. Just by seeing the handwriting, he became so happy. So when we are checking papers of Vidyapit students, so when we see some papers, it's such an exhausting experience. My God, kaisa samjhega, kaisa mark dene ka isko. You can ask Hari Gopal Prabhu also. Recently he had experience. Akshara dekhiya Prabhu mane sukhi haila. Rupa Goswami's handwriting gave a lot of happiness to Lord Chaitanya. I am just sharing our exam paper checking experience. Uddalochan Shyam's handwriting is nice. There are some people. Mane dukha hai. Like that. First four batches of Vidyapeet, I have seen hundreds of each of those papers, each of their papers. Your batch, very few cantos I checked initially. Even if you wake me up from sleep and show me the paper, I can say, who wrote this paper? Whose paper is this? First four batches. No confusion. Generally. Some people don't write exams frequently. Those people, those I can't say. But those who regularly wrote exams, and because I regularly checked, I can easily say. Your batch I can't notice so much because I didn't check much. Okay. Sri Rupera Aksharayena Mukutara Panthi Pritahaya Karena Prabhu Aksharera Stuti. Aksharera Stuti. He started doing stuti of the handwriting. It's like a row of pearls put together. Even in handwriting also, a person's personality is reflected to a significant extent. Right? So, I mean, the way he gives strokes and basically there is a neatness in the handwriting. That shows the beauty of the handwriting also shows the beauty of one's heart. Right? To some extent. You can't say some people handwriting is not proper. You don't have to say that. But handwriting, that attentiveness in writing also indicates some kind of personality trait. Yeah. Yes. Seeing the handwriting. Yeah.
सी पत्रे प्रभु एक श्लोक ये देखिला पढ़िते श्लोक प्रेमी आविष्ट हैलम.
While reading the manuscript, Mahaprabhu saw a verse on that page, and as soon as he read it, he was overwhelmed by ecstatic love.
निवृत्त तर्षय रुपगीय माना भवुषधात श्रोत्र मनोभिरामात.
भागवतम श्लोक सार श्रोत्र मनो Abhiramat. They are pleasing to the heart or mind, and they are pleasing to the ears. Bhagavatam shlokas are pleasing to the ears by their sound, and they are pleasing to the heart by their meaning. Here, the handwriting is very pleasing to the eyes, and the meaning is giving so much of pleasure to the heart. So, external appeal, internal appeal, gross appeal, subtle appeal, right? So, if both are nice, wonderful. So, Rupa Goswami has both. Bhagavatam slokas, they have both. Appealing to this also, appealing to this also. Right? Now, appealing to this also and appealing to this also.
तुंडे तांडवी नीरतिम वितनुते तुंडावली लब्धये. कर्ण क्रोड कदंबिनी घटयते कर्णार्भुते भ्यस्पृहम्. चेत प्रांगण संगिनी विजयते सर्वेन्द्रियाणां कृतिम्। नो जाने जनिता की अद्भिरमृतैः कृष्णेति वर्णद्वयी। तुंडे तांडविनी रतिं वितनुते तुंडावली लब्धये। कर्ण क्रोड कदंबिनी घटयते कर्णार्भुतेभ्य स्पृहम्। चेत प्रांगण संगिनी विजयते सर्वेन्द्रियाणां कृतिम्। नो जाने जनिता की अद्भिरमृतैः कृष्णेति वर्णद्वयी।
Swarupa Goswami wrote, this is the 15th verse of Vidagdha Madhav. He wrote about the holy names. Tunde Tandavini, when the name Krishna is dancing on my tongue, Ratim Vitanute Tundavali Labdhaye, I am inspired to possess millions of tongues, groups of tongues. Next is Karana Kroda Kadambini. When that holy name is entering the root of my ear, inside my ear holes, Ghatayate Karanarbhutebhya Spruham. So I get a desire, Spruha means desire. I get a desire to possess millions of ears. Then Cheta Prangana Sangini. In the courtyard, prangana means courtyard. This also can be called courtyard. It's a courtyard of the temple of Rupa Goswami. We are sitting next to Rupa Goswami's bhajan kutir and singing Tunde Tandavini Ratim Vitanate. What a great fortune. It's our great fortune. So, tomorrow we'll discuss about Sanatana Goswami. Where should we have the class? Madan Mohan? Okay. Last time we had class there. What appears? When morning we can have? 8? Oh, construction is going. Then we can't have. Somewhere we'll have. All are here. So, Cheta Prangana Sangini Vijayate Sarvendriyanam Kritim. Cheta Prangana means the courtyard of my heart. When the holy name dances in front of the courtyard of my heart, it conquers the activities of mind and therefore all the senses become inert. Cheta prangana sangini vijayate sarvendriyanam kritim. So, holy name is conquering the mind, and because mind has become a puppet in the hands of the holy name, senses become inactive. Because senses function when the mind dictates. Mind is saying, see that. Then the mind is saying, eat that. Then the tongue goes behind. So, because mind is captivated by the sweetness of the holy name of Krishna, so senses become inactive. Then, no jane janita kayad bhiramrtaihi krishneti varnadvai. No jane, I don't understand. So, what great nectar is embedded within the syllables, these two syllables. Krishna, Krishneti Varna Dvai, two Varnas. Nojane Janita Kiyadbhir Amrtaihi. What nectar is there in this holy name of Krishna, I don't understand. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended to spread the holy names of Krishna. So, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagnehi Sankirtana Prayehi Yajayantihi Sumedhasaha. Krishna Varnam means these two Varnas. Satsu Charan Prabhu ki jai. He came from Vrindavan to hear the holy name. So, Where are we?
So Krishna Varanam Tusha Akrishnam. So Krishna, the two syllables Krishna are two Varanas. Syllable means Varana. Varana means syllable. These two Varanas, Krishna and Na, are constantly being chanted by Lord Chaitanya. Or Krishna, the word Krishna, or the personality Krishna is being described by Lord Chaitanya constantly. So that's the main job profile of Lord Chaitanya in his descent. So now Rupa Goswami Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, he understands the mood of Lord Chaitanya, and when he glorified Krishna Varanam like this, in this verse, Lord Chaitanya became extremely pleased and happy. Shloka Sunni Haridasa Haila Ullasi Nachite Lagila Shlokera Arthapara Samsi Prashamsi. So, and he spoke in front of Lord Chaitanya, that verse, and that verse also was heard by Haridas Thakur, who is Namacharya. So the best combination. He launched it in front of two great personalities who can relish this verse to the maximum possible extent. Right? So we also hear this. Areva. But chanting me, Krishneti Varanadvai Janitave, nectar hai ka isme. Idhar likha matlab hoga. But no jane, I don't understand what nectar is there. We also say the same lines. Okay, but for us it's honesty. Honestly, we say that I don't understand what nectar is there in this holy name. But for them, I don't understand what nectar is there in this holy name. That means there is much more nectar. They are actually experiencing that nectar and they are saying that, my God, what nectar is there, out of astonishment and out of excitement. Because we are not accessing that nectar, we say, what nectar is there? Kya nectar tha? So we say like that. So words are same. So you may be appreciating this verse, but understand that appreciation of Lord Chaitanya and Namacharya Haridas Thakur is millions and millions and millions of times more than our appreciation of this same verse. So, this book, not everybody can relish to the same extent. Right? The experience of nourishment or pleasure or satisfaction or happiness felt by different devotees is on different platform. Right? Same pastime they will read. Somebody who looks at it from intellectual perspective, some information perspective, some historical perspective, some concepts, right? Some devotion, love, affection. So not everyone can relish the same verse or same chapter or the same scripture in a similar manner. Right? It depends on one's own experience and purity. To the extent one is pure, to that extent he can access the pure principles which are embedded here. It's not just lines, not English. English aata hai, Sanskrit bhi aata hai. Sanskrit seekh leta hu, samajh jayega pura. Sanskrit seekhne se samajhta hai. Lekin that Sanskrit is not the ultimate prerequisite. Devotion. Sanskrit is needed. And Prabhupada also has given Sanskrit knowledge. If he has the bandwidth and intelligence and interest, he can learn more also. But ultimately, devotion and Krishna's mercy is needed for understanding this and appreciating this. So, 100th verse. Sloka Suni Haridas, 101. Krishna Namera Mahima Shastra Sadhu Mukhe Jani Namera Madhuriyai Che Kaha Nahi Suni. So Krishna Namera Mahima Shastra Sadhu Mukhe Jani. One can learn about the beauty and the glory of Krishna's name by hearing from Shastras and Sadhus. Nowhere else can there such sweetness be found. So it's a very important point that is mentioned here, that who can explain the scripture, who can explain the glory of Krishna's form or name or guna or leela? It is someone who has some familiarity, not in a negative sense, positive familiarity, with that subject matter. Right?
If someone just does puts this tilak, he does all kinds of things. And then he doesn't know whose devotee he is. Right? And devotee of everyone is devotee of no one, Prabhupada writes in some at some place. So when such a person is speaking about Krishna Tattva, what you can hear? Avaishnava Mukhavadgiranam Putam Harikathamrutam Sutam Harikathamrutam Putam Harikathamrutam Sravanam Naiva Kartavyam Sarpa Uchishta Payo Yatha. Milk is nourishing, no doubt about it. But when that milk is touched by the lips of a poisonous snake, the milk will have poisonous effects. Similarly, holy name is great. Krishna's pastimes, Nama, Guna, Rupa, Leela, they are great. But to the extent the person who is uttering them is pure, to that extent, we can access that purity. Right? We can relate with it. Otherwise, it's just a waste of time. Or it could even have negative effects also because of the wrong explanations. Right? It may be pleasing to the ears because of the presentation of music or eloquence or poetical this thing and all. But if there is some rasabhas in the Siddhanta, then if you are not noticing that Siddhantic deviation in the presentation of a person, and if you are just carried away by the external appeal of how nicely he is presenting, how convincingly he is saying, how powerful is his voice, this and that, then there is some problem. There is a very big problem. So, more of it we will discuss when a Bengali poet writes a poetry about Lord Chaitanya and speaks in front of Sarup Damodar Goswami. That comes in the 5th chapter. Yesterday I just completed by the blessings of Bhagavad Acharya Prabhu. Kidare ho? Dekhi nahi rahe? So, yesterday I was working on that 5th chapter only. So, next.
Someone is speaking on Bhagavatam and the message which he is speaking is so appealing and externally looks pure. Bhagavatam is always pure. But we don't know the character of that person. So when hearing from someone else, oh, hearing from that person, he has such a bad character. He has done this, that. But I don't know anything. When I heard, it was so touching for me. So what should be my consciousness? So this person, hey, don't hear from him. But when I heard, it really increased my faith on Krishna.
Nice. So, who is that person matters. Bad character means, if he is like a professional reciter, whose motivation is just to make some money, and he is indulging in all kinds of unmentionable activities, that kind of character is there, hearing from him is not effective. That Prabhupada hundreds of times wrote in his purports. But a sadhaka who is not yet pure, his character is not really exemplary, but his aspiration is pure. He really wants to purify himself. Right? He has faith in Krishna, may not be so much, but he has faith in Krishna. He understands that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is sincerely endeavoring his best, fighting with his shortcomings or whatever, to improve. And he is speaking about Krishna. So hearing from such a person who may not be pure, but who has a pure aspiration to serve Krishna and overcome whatever is unwanted for Krishna's devotional service, that kind of hearing is effective, definitely. You will get inspiration. He may not be pure completely. He is not a pure devotee. He is not a sannyasi. He is not a someone. He may be like a new person only. But still, because of that simplicity, of aspiration, in the sense, and that will have a positive impact. So when it is said that Avaishnava Mukhodgiranam, he doesn't put all the sadhakas out, only Mahabhagavata, only Maharaj
some Maharaj or some Sannyasi or some Prabhupada disciple, only when they give, I will attend class. No one else. He may be sadhaka, but if he has pure aspiration to purify himself, we can always hear from him. And if you remember in our recent Vaishnava character class, I also mentioned, oh, you were not there, right? So the hearer also should have a maturity to take in things, right? For example, even within Bhagavatam also, Shastric statements also, there are some statements that are made contextually. Certain principle or certain glorification is given to certain aspect, right, in certain context. But you cannot take it out of context, or you cannot take it, you cannot give it the maximum prominence as if it is a Yodharma. Right? So understand the context in which that principle is emphasized. Right? And the way you understand it in the scripture, the way you understand for the speaker also. Speaker is emphasizing certain point at certain, in certain context. Right? So that point may not be applicable at different places. Right, it's, some are universally applicable, some are, some application, something needs to be emphasized, but that has a limited application, right? So you need to understand the context. The hearer also should be a little mature enough, right, to filter certain things which may not be really ideal, right? Understand the context and take it. Okay. Make sense? Anyone else wants to? Prabhu, you want to say anything? Hargobind.
Sadhaka, who is aspiring to
become pure.
But there are examples of devotees who have committed a big mistake. And now they are speaking. So, obviously, it can be that he must have been repenting or must be now, whatever, we don't know what is going on. But he has committed some mistake in past. Now he is speaking on Bhagavatam. So how can we filter?
See, everybody commits mistakes in this world. Every single person. As long as one is a conditioned soul, there are mistakes. Right? Mrugari killed so many people, so many animals half dead. But after he got trained by Narada Muni, will you not accept him? There is a haunting past, but if one takes the shelter at the right source, there is a promising future. I think around 10 years back I wrote an article on this. Haunting past, promising future. Quoting Mrugari's example only. Anyways, if someone has committed a mistake, if he has repented for it, rectified that mistake, now he did not commit that mistake. Now he is not committing that mistake anymore. You can still hear from him. Right? But if someone's attitude is really a little poisonous, I mean, without you intervening, some responsible people will also automatically keep him aside. He will not be asked to speak. He will not be allowed to speak, if at all he has such a objectionable background. Struggling sadhaka is different from someone who has really an objectionable background, right? Objectionable activity. Yeah. So, however, Radhanand Maharaj says in one class, if someone is, not just in a class, but in general also, if someone is just really affected by certain poor attitude, yes, committed things that are not very very much good for a devotee to perform, they are like really serious, not some innocent mistakes or some little silly distractions. So, it's not wrong to stay away from such a person. And it becomes the necessity to stay away from a person. Maharaj gives this example. If someone has an infectious disease, you definitely stay away from the disease. That doesn't mean you disrespect him.
You don't have to offend him, you don't have to disrespect him, you don't have to blaspheme or criticize, you don't have to do any of those things. And if it is a necessity, and if you are an authorized person, you may take a corrective action, if needed, to the degree which is allowed and bona fide. But considering that he is deceased, you should stay away from it, from him. It's very important. Otherwise, we'll get the disease. Because if your brother gets a disease, definitely you have affection for your brother. You may want to go close to him, but understanding that he is infectious, you stay away from him. But your affection for that brother will not go down. Same thing with a god brother also. Right? So our relationship and our affection and our respect towards other devotees will not go down, should not go down. Yet, if they are struggling with certain attitude issues, and if that is affecting, that will affect us, that will affect a bigger society at large, we need to keep away from them, and we need to encourage other people also to stay away from them. Right? That's important. Because you will not go towards your brother, and you will tell the other family members also not to go to him, right? Oh, he's infectious disease. Tuberculosis. He's coughing so much. If you go close. So you will not go, and you will tell others also not to go. Same thing you need to do with other people also. But something, small things here and there, which are supposed to be overlooked. Ultimately, he has all pure intentions of serving Krishna. But the way he served Krishna in certain context, it was not proper. He just gave in to certain anartha, temporarily, circumstantially. They are supposed to be overlooked. You can't just get on their case. Small things, fine. Something very serious, then just stay away. As long as the disease is there. But as soon as the disease is over, go and embrace your brother. Like that. Next.
Aradina Mahaprabhu Dekhi Jagannath.
Before 1 or 2, Mahaprabhu embraced Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami and went to the seashore to perform his noontime duties. And on the next day, after visiting the temple of Jagannath, Mahaprabhu went to Sarvam Bhattacharya, Ramanandaraya, Sarup Damodar Goswami. So taking all these devotees, Mahaprabhu went to Rupa Goswami to glorify him. Another important principle is coming. Duishloka kahi prabhura haila mahasukham. Nija bhaktera guna kahe haya pancha mukha. So Mahaprabhu said that Rupa Goswami wrote these two beautiful verses. What is the first verse which he saw in the rooftop? Tunde Tandavini. The other one. Rathyatra verse. Priyo. Reva Rodasi. Mahaprabhu's Rupa Goswami's explanation of that verse. Right? Priya Suyam. After that there is Tunde Tandavani. So glorifying these two verses. He glorified Sukadeva Rupa Goswami in front of other devotees. Nija bhaktera guna kahe haya pancha mukha. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorifying his devotee Rupa Goswami, it's as if he had 5 mouths. Pancha mukha. There is one verse also in Madhila or some other place. Bhaktera mahima kahite prabhu paya sukha. Bhaktera mahima kahite haya pancha mukha. This comes somewhere. So, Mahaprabhu is very happy and ecstatic to speak about his devotees.
Sarvabhoma Ramanande Pariksha Karite Sri Rupera Guna Duhare Lagila Kahite.
So, just to examine Sarvam Bhattacharya and Ramanandara, the Lord began to praise Rupa Goswami's qualities. Even at that stage, Sarvam Bhattacharya is such a confidential associate of Lord Chaitanya. Through him only, Mahaprabhu was introduced to so many devotees. When he comes after South India Yatra, he introduces so many. A full chapter is filled with names of devotees where Sarvam Bhattacharya is introducing Lord Chaitanya. He is such a confidential devotee. Ramanandaraya, my God. Lord Chaitanya is hearing from Ramanandaraya all the confidential esoteric leelas of Radha and Krishna, all the rasatattva. So Lord Chaitanya wanted to test them also. Very grave principle. One can become proud at any point of time. If we are lusty, if we are angry, we can easily notice it. They are like much grosser anarthas. Right? And if one becomes lusty, there is guilt. A person becomes guilty. Arey, it's not proper why I am still having this anartha. He feels guilty, he becomes prayerful. But if one becomes proud, that pride is not noticeable to him only. He will think, of course, I am humble. I am a humble devotee. Where is pride in me? So he cannot notice that he has that anartha. So even such exalted people are also tested by Lord Chaitanya. That doesn't give us a license to minimize the position of Ramananda Raya Sarvam Bhattacharya in any way. Because the rest of the chapter reveals that how they celebrated the success of Rupa Goswami. They have no trace of envy. They were so happy to see such a wonderful devotee. So to see one devotee being successful gives pleasure to all other devotees if they are actually real devotees. Only a neophyte person or an immature person will become envious of another successful devotee when he is receiving mercy. Otherwise, sane devotees will only be happy.
Ishvara Swabhava Bhaktera Nalaya Aparad Alpaseva Bahumane Atma Paryanta Prasad.
This is Ishvara Swabhava. Bhaktera Nalaya Aparad. So, it is the natural characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead not to take the offenses of devotees very seriously. Kuch galti ho gaya, theek hai, mera bhakti. He just takes it little lightly. But alpa seva bahu mane atma paryanta prasad. Alpa seva, for the meager amount of service rendered by his devotee, bahu mane, Lord Chaitanya accepts that as very great, and he bestows him prasad means mercy. Atma paryanta prasad means he bestows himself also to him. He gives himself towards that devotee. So to that extent, the Lord is kind towards his devotees. Here the kindness is mentioned. Now you can't take it like bhaktera na laya aparad. Kuch bhi aparad kar sakte hain hum log. Na laya aparad. Lord Chaitanya doesn't take offense. So it's not a license to do aparad. So in this context, this point is mentioned. If someone goes deep into the Haridas, Mahaprabhu will never take offense. The next chapter is Chota Haridas. Go there. Small aparadhi magnified. So in the context, certain, it's a writing style also to exaggeration is also a writing style. But these are not technically called exaggerations, but the tone or the language is like that. But it's definitely in the heart of the hearts, Lord Chaitanya does not want to take any offense of his devotee seriously. But when he apparently takes that offense seriously, it is only to rectify the mentality of the devotee and then ultimately his well-wisher. Right? So, we need to see the context in which certain points are made and explain things, keeping the overall, the highest philosophy in picture. Right? The bigger picture is there. For example, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam is mentioned in the beginning, that is Paribhasha Sutra. If any statement is not aligning with this statement, somewhere it is mentioned that Krishna is an avatar. Some sloka, some other scripture, or even within Bhagavatam also it may be mentioned. What did Jiva Goswami say? Interpret that sloka, which is apparently contradicting Paribhasha Sutra, in such a way that it agrees with Paribhasha Sutra. That's what Jiva Goswami said, is it not? Similarly, some statements are a bit little astonishing. Na laya aparat. Matlab aparat kar sakte ka? Full license for aparat. You can't quote this verse and then just expect relief from all aparats. So somewhere aparat is there. Because of this aparat, he will go for 1,000,000,000 lifetimes into hell. That also is like to emphasize that principle, a very strong word is used. Strong words are used. Right?
understand the context and then take it like that. If you take certain things very literally, na laya aparad ishvara swabhava, literally, then we may misunderstand the whole spirit of the statement only. Make sense? That's why even when a speaker also, when emphasizing certain things like that, understand the context in which he's emphasizing, and then you have the discrimination to take it in the right spirit. Right?
I'm not able to understand smiling. The connection between last verse and this verse. He wanted to examine Sarvam Bhattacharya and Ramananda, and then suddenly he's saying, and I don't take offense from a devotee.
Mm. So the general characteristics of the Lord are being enumerated here. He wanted to test. Lord wanted to test his exalted devotees also. So that's one characteristic of the Lord. And other characteristics are also mentioned. When Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami saw that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come to his intimate devotee, with his intimate devotee, okay, fine. So, to my understanding, it's only a generic description of Lord's quality, which is mentioned in this context, along with what is being said. Sarvabhauma Ramanande, he wanted to examine their emotions. So, he just mentioned it. That also is possible. He wanted to praise his devotees. Yes. Alpa seva bahumane, that is like basically Lord Chaitanya was pleased with just two verses that written by Rupa Goswami. So in that context a bigger thing is mentioned. Nalaya Parada also is mentioned. So many times a verse is quoted by Kaviraj Goswami only. An aspect of that verse is relevant for that context. But because that point is there in a bigger verse, entire verse is quoted, what we need to understand is that one aspect. Because Sarvadharman Parityajya is quoted in Ramananda Rai Samvad. Take only Sarvadharman Parityajya part. If you take Mamekam Sharanam Raja, that becomes highest pure devotional service. Right? So similarly here also, Alpa Seva Bahumane Atma Paryanta Prasad. As he also nicely said, for little service also, Lord reciprocates, and he can give even himself also. He is pleased with the Lord. And apart from that, he doesn't take the offenses of his devotee seriously. That is also mentioned. So, why aparad in this context? It is a generic description. This is to my understanding. Right? If some other senior devotee can give a better... That's why when you are taking hearing from me also, understand that I have a limited understanding of this. Right? If someone can give better, deeper understanding, take from them. Right? Like that. Bhrityasya pasyati gurun apin. Bhrityasya pasyati gurun apina paradhan. Sevam managapikritam bahudhabhyudapai. Avishkaroti Pishuneshvapina Bhyasuyam Shirena Nirmalamatihi Purushottamoyam.
The Supreme Personality of Godheads, who is known as Purushottam, the greatest of all persons, has a pure mind. He is so gentle that even if his servant is implicated in a great offense, he does not take it very seriously. Indeed, if his servant renders some small service, the Lord accepts it as being very great. Even if an envious person blasphemes the Lord never manifests anger against him. Such are his great qualities.
So in this verse, the kindness of the Lord is emphasized a lot. How he doesn't take offenses of devotees seriously. How he doesn't take the blasphemy of people in general, envious people seriously, but how he gives a lot of importance and reciprocation towards the little service rendered by devotees. So, Bhakta Sangya Prabhu Aila Dekhi Dui Janam
ದಂಡವತಹಯ ಕೈಲ ಚರಣ ವಂದನ. When Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami saw Mahaprabhu coming with intimate devotees, they offered prayers, they offered dandavats. Then, Bhakta Sangya Kaila Prabhu Duhare Milena, Pindate Vasila Prabhu Laya Bhakta Ganam. So, Lord Chaitanya sat there with other devotees, and Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur, they sat down. And other devotees sat on elevated places. Okay. And although everyone asked them to sit on the same level as the Lord and his associates, they did not do so. All chairs for you, mat for us. Like that. Purva sloka pada rupa prabhuagna kailam. Lajjate na pade rupa mauna dharilam. So Mahaprabhu told him, oh, what sloka you recited yesterday? Just recite it again. Earlier, when he wrote about Mahaprabhu's mood. So Rupa Goswami felt a little embarrassed and ashamed, and he felt shy. He did not recite. He was silent. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami recited the verse. And when all the devotees heard it, their minds were struck with wonder. We know that verse. We recited already. ರಾಯ ಭಟ್ಟಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಬಲೆ ತೋಮಾರ ಪ್ರಸಾದ ವಿನೇ ತೋಮಾರ ಹೃದಯ ಜಾನಿಲಕ್ಕೆ ಮನೆ. ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ರಾಮಾನಂದ ಅಂಡ್ ಸಾರ್ವಂ ಭಟ್ಟಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಟೋಲ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು, ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ಮೆರ್ಸಿ ಹೌ ಕುಡ್ ರೂಪ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್? ಸೊ ದಟ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ಲಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಪ್ರೂಫ್, ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಪ್ರೂಫ್ that Ramananda Rai and Sarvam Bhattacharya were not at all envious of Rupa Goswami. Because Rupa Goswami was known to Lord Chaitanya, but he was not so much known to these people, like Sarvam Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai here. So he was coming from Vrindavan and all that side, and these people are from Vidyanagar and Orissa. So when a new person is there, new devotee is there, and you see that new devotee performing much better than you, or at least as good as you, probably your conception is, I am the best in this area. Ramananda Rai is an expert, like a drama writer. He wrote Jagannath Vallabha Nataka. Not only writing, he trained people also how to express various bhavas, various emotions through their feminine attributes and then bodily hand and leg movements, right? So in front of such a experienced person like Ramananda Rai, Rupa Goswami is being glorified. What could be his emotions? Lord Chaitanya wanted to understand. Of course, he has confidence in his devotee, but he wanted to mention. But by this test also, Lord Chaitanya only glorified Ramananda Rai. So, Arjuna was spoken Bhagavad Gita. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Yudhishthira Maharaj did not say, I am the eldest brother. Usko kum bol rahe? Mujhe bolo na. Bhima did not say, I am elder to him. I am much stronger. I am the one who is killing Duryodhana and all his 100 brothers. Right? So, I took vow to smash all these people. I am doing a lot of dushta samhara for you, my dear Krishna. You should speak Bhagavad Gita to me. Give me that credit. No. Everybody just accepted Krishna's decision of glorifying Arjuna, although he is the third in the sequence of being an elder. There are two more people who are much elder to him. Yudhishthir and Bhima. So, like, pure devotee means by default, there is a readiness in them to accept another devotee's devotional status. There is no envy there. Sadhaka is generally insecure, envious, and he may not be so grossly envious sometimes, but somewhere something is there. Arey, my God, let's go. Itna prominence. Kaisa hai? Mere samne paida hua hai. Right? He just wore kanti mala in front of me only. Maine diya usko kanti mala.
ऐसा कैसा बन गया, माय गॉड ही इज डूइंग सो मच. महाराज एम्ब्रेस्ड हिम 1000 times, टिल नाउ आई गॉट ओनली 2 embraces. सो लाइक दैट देर इज अ फीलिंग ऑफ इनसिक्योरिटी. बट अ प्योर डिवोटी अंडरस्टैंड्स दैट देर कैन बी मिलियंस ऑफ प्योर डिवोटीज ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एंड ईच प्योर डिवोटी कैन डू ए यूनिक पर्टिकुलर सर्विस फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ द लॉर्ड. But a sadhaka conception is scarcity mentality. A struggling sadhaka, a neophyte sadhaka, he has this scarcity mentality that if he is doing that service means I can't do that service. Or sometimes he may think I can't do any service. I'm good for nothing. If all glorification is going to him means no glory is to me. All glory is to him. Not me. And we say that. We say we are excited to say all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. Samaveda Gaura Bhaktarinda ki jai. But internally, because he is saying that, some jai to me also. Right? Maybe it's jai to me and along with me others also. all glories to all devotees, me, all may be who. And I am one of the special amongst that all. So subtly there is consciously or unconsciously, that feeling is there within in a neophyte devotee. But an advanced devotee, there is no scarcity mentality, there is no insecurity, there is no envy. Let devotees excel. And the more advanced devotees I see, the more happy devotees I see, the more I see devotees performing nice, that's wonderful services to Guru and Krishna, the more I become happy. That's the We need to practice this. We need to try to imbibe this quality. That comes by genuine glorification of other people. Not a formality glorification. Not a... what is that called? Motivated glorification. Right? Achcha seva gaya. Aap to nipun hai sab mein. But there is some envy there. So... these are really subtle and we need to really recognize them, diagnose them nicely and treat them. Bhagavatam is understood by whom? Nirmatsaranam satam vedyam. It's understood by people who are non-envious. To the extent one is non-envious, to that extent he can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, understanding Bhagavatam becomes a myth. We may go from this shore of the ocean to that shore of the ocean without knowing how deep is the ocean. Surface level pain. Eh? We may go from first canto, first chapter, first verse to last canto, last chapter, last verse. Maybe multiple times. Depth dekha hai nahi. I know numbers. 18,000, 335, 12. 12 cantos, 335 chapters, 18,000 verses. वो नंबर में अटक जाएगा. बट वॉट इज द एसेंस, वॉट इज द लाइक हाउ डू आई अप्लाई इट इन माई लाइफ, राइट? वॉट इज द एसेंशियल मैसेज दैट इट इज गिविंग. सो दोज थिंग्स विल टेक लॉट ऑफ टाइम, डेफिनेटली इट डजेंट हैपन ओवर नाइट, बट देर शुड बी एन ऑनेस्ट एंडीवर टू इम्बाइब दम. ओके, बट दिस पीपल रामानंद राय सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य, देर इज एब्सोल्युटली नॉन एनवियस. And the rest of the chapter is dedicated to how Ramananda Rai is appreciating Rupa Goswami. That's the rest of the chapter. Next. Hamate sanchari purve kahila siddhanta. Ye sabha siddhante brahma nahi paya anta. Ramananda Rai said, you previously empowered his heart that so that he could speak conclusive statements to which Brahma also does not have access. So Ramananda is saying, you empowered me earlier in the Madhya Lila 8th chapter. You made me speak. What is that verse? Sanchari Rama Abhidham Bhaktamega is one. And ami nata tumi sutradhar, right? You are Veena Dhari and I am Veena. So like that, you made me speak. All these conclusive statements that even Brahmaji doesn't know. Means I spoke a lot, but that's all because of you. Similarly, you are making me speak Rupa Goswami also now. Had you not previously bestowed your mercy upon him, it would have been not have been possible for him to express your internal feelings. Tate jani purve tumara payache prasad tahavina nahit tumara hridaya anuvad. Hridaya anuvad. Anuvad means translation. Translation of what? Not from English to Hindi, English to Marathi, nahi. He's doing. Is hridaya anuvad. Translation of the heart, the emotion, not language. Oh, Sanskrit verse Mahaprabhu wrote, so let me translate it into Bengali or English or Telugu. That's at one level. That's also good. That needs a knowledge of language, grammar, chandas, meter, all externals. But here, hridaya anuvad, there is understanding of the emotion that Rupa Goswami was bestowed with. That was Rijaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale. Next, what is that Sthapitam Yena Bhutale? What is that Rupa Goswami is establishing? Lord Chaitanya's feelings. What is that feeling of Lord Chaitanya? That is this Krishna Prema and this holy name and this process of devotional service that has to spread everywhere. Prithivite achayata nagaradigram sarvatra prachara hoibhi moranam. So the nama and prema of Lord Chaitanya has to be spread throughout the world, and that's what is the mood that Rupa Goswami adopted and wrote a lot of devotional literatures and excavated so many holy places and established temples. Like that. Prabhu kahe kaha rupa natake rashlokam. ये श्लोक सुनिले लोके रयाय दुख शोक. My dear Rupa, please recite that verse from your drama. Mahaprabhu asked. That is Tunde Tanda universe. So when the Lord persisted, Rupa Goswami is like a little shy, but Lord Chaitanya persisted. You should recite. I am feeling so shy. Last time also you didn't recite. Sarup Damodar Goswami recited. Now you should recite personally. Second verse, Tunde Tandavani. So we recited this. Yata bhakta vrinda ara ramanandarai sloka suni sabara haila ananda vismai. So all the devotees become very happy hearing this sloka. So I'll paraphrase and move a little fast, is it okay? Without reciting the sloka. Sabibale nama mahima suniyachi apar evana madhurya kena keha nahi varne ar. So everybody admitted that we have never heard such a sweet description of the holy name. No jane janitak yadbhiramurtaihi amrutaihi krishneti varanadvai. Such a wonderful description we never heard. So Ramanandara inquired. Because these words are not just poetic expressions. Yes, there is a knowledge of Sanskrit and Chandas and all these are there. And that's also one requirement. That Sarup Damodar Goswami also says, to write devotional literature, you should have certain understanding of chandas and all. And alankar, vyakaran, all this one needs to understand. But that's not sufficient. Actually, if one really feels that nectar of that holy name, and if that is his realization, and if that is his experience, and when he puts that in these words, like Tunde Tandavani, then that has a totally different impact only. Right? So an author like Rupa Goswami, he is not only having certain presentation skill of alankara, chandas, vyakaran, vocabulary, not just this external skills, which is also important to a certain degree, but they actually are convinced with what they are saying, and they have internalized the message themselves, what they are saying, what they are writing. So that makes more impact. That conviction is seen in those pages. Right? We are repeating their words, we may not have that conviction, we may not have that realization. So we don't concoct. Because if we share our realization, people will run away here, from here. Right? So if we start writing chandas, if we start writing verses, Krishna Lika is Grantha, Maina Lika. Right? So people will run away. So what we need to do is, we need to repeat what they are doing. Even if you are writing something on your own, that has to be based on what they have written. Because Rupa Goswami wrote, that is based on what he was taught by Lord Chaitanya. So when the transparency is maintained in the parampara line, what you speak will have weightage. When some own concocted materialistic ideas are put into the writings, then that will only create mockery, that will become pilgrimage places for crows. So here Rupa Goswami not only is skillful in presentation, but he is also having devotion to Krishna. These are like his internal convictions that he is putting there. Raya kahe kona grantha karake na jani yahar bhitare yai siddhanti rakhani. Now Ramanandra started examining. From here onwards the chapter moves into Ramanandra's examination of various aspects of Vidagdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava written by Rupa Goswami. So Sarvadamadhara Goswami replied for Rupa Goswami. Because Rupa Goswami is feeling a little embarrassed. He just spoke one verse, Tunde Tandavani. And then such big senior people are there. He is feeling a bit embarrassed. So he wanted to compose a drama about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. He planned to describe one book. In one book, both pastimes of Vrindavan, Dwarka and Mathura. But later he made it into two. So this is what Swarup Damodar Goswami replied to Sarvam Bhattacharya, to Ramanandra. So the two plays are called Vidagdha Madhav and Lalita Madhav. And both of them wonderfully describe the ecstatic emotions, prema rasa. So Ramanandra was very pleased. He said, okay, now you recite the Nandi Shloka or introductory verse of Vidagdha Madhav so that I can hear and examine it. He's experienced it. Drama writer, right? So he wanted to examine it. So he spoke the first verse of this Vidagdha Madhava. Sudhanam chandrinam api madhurimon madadamani. So I actually don't know the meter of this verse, recitation tune. Sudhanam chandrinam api madhurimon mada damani dadhana radhadi pranaya ghana saraihi subhashi surabhitam samantat santapodgama vishama samsara sarani pranitam te trishnam haratu hari leela sikharini. Read the translation.
May the pastimes of Sri Krishna reduce the miseries existing in the material world and nullify all unwanted desires. The pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are like sikharini, a blend of yogurt and sugar candy. They overpower the pride of even the nectar produced on the moon, for they distribute the sweet fragrance of the concentrated loving affairs of Srimati Radharani and the gopis.
So it's a generic glorification of Krishna's pastimes. How they are so sweet. They're like a blend of yogurt and sugar candy. All that. They overpower the pride of even nectar produced from the moon. Then Ramanandara said, how did you do this Ishtadeva Varanan? So initial Nandi Shloka is a generic description of Krishna's pastimes. And what about Ishtadeva Varnan means description of your favorite deity. You offer prayer to that. So Rupa Goswami was a bit embarrassed and hesitant because Mahaprabhu was present there. So, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu encouraged him. Why are you getting embarrassed? You should recite. So that all these devotees should know. They will know, wow, how nicely you have composed. Then Rupa Goswami, with a lot of hesitation, he spoke it. That is anarpita charim charat karne yavatirna kalau. You know this verse. It comes in Adilila.
That explains the external reason for Lord Chaitanya's descent also. So, although Lord Chaitanya himself encouraged Rupa Goswami to recite this verse, later he was embarrassed. Why are you getting embarrassed? Recite. No, Lord Chaitanya, he got embarrassed. Hey, Jaltane, this is not proper. It's too much of exaggeration is there. You should not recite like this. Because it was speaking about his personal glories, Lord Chaitanya was not very comfortable hearing this. Other devotees were so happy. And they were just glorifying Rupa Goswami for such writing such a beautiful verse.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sarvagya Shiromani. He already knew the writings of Rupa Goswami in a way. Yet he encourages him and then getting embarrassed. So what is the lesson behind this?
As Lord, he knows everything. As per Siddhanta, he is all-knower. In the Leela, while he is playing the role of a devotee, he experiences suspense at every moment. He anticipates surprise everywhere. And he is just acting like a devotee. And Krishna is not in need of butter, but he steals butter in Vrindavan. Right? Krishna knows where is Mother Yashoda, ultimately. But he just looks here. And he is distributing butter, he is crying also, he is eating also, and he is looking here and there also, out of fear. Right? When Mother Yashoda comes, he just runs away also. So, again, our popular discussion. See it from divine perspective also, and from human perspective also. Mahaprabhu is giving such a wonderful message to all of us that one should not be eager to hear himself praised. This is how a devotee should be. He is playing the role of a devotee, and when a devotee is praised and a devotee feels little resistant and he feels that embarrassment, Mahaprabhu is doing that. But as all-knower, he knows what, he only told him what to write. And he allowed this to get published also. It's not that Mahaprabhu edited. Array, I am not giving my approval. Kaddo, remove this verse. Edit your article. Edit your drama. Edit your book. He allowed it to get published also. So from a transcendental perspective, he is all-knower. From the pastime perspective, he acts in a sense. What is natural for a devotee also he does. So, then Rupa Goswami thus recited the verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disapproved of it because it described the personal glories. He expressed the opinion that it was an exaggerated explanation. But other devotees became very happy. And Ramanandari next asked, how did you introduce the assembly of players? Right? Patra Sannidhan. Rupa Goswami said that, I introduce players as and when they start acting in the drama. That is called pravartaka. At a suitable time, they just enter and you come to know about that character. So one way is, initially you introduce everybody. He is this, like that. And then begin the drama. Another way is, as people are just coming, you just introduce them. You just speak a few words about them. Next. When the entrance of the actors is set in motion by the arrival of suitable time, the entrance is called pravartaka. So, now, springtime has arrived. Someone read this translation, 136.
Springtime had arrived, and the full moon of that season inspired the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is complete in everything, with new attraction to meet the beautiful Srimati Radharani at night to increase the beauty of their pastimes.
Raya kahe. Now, Raya, Ramanandra asked about prarochana. Please recite the prarochana portion. So, any literature presented in Sanskrit must follow the rules and regulations mentioned in the authoritative reference books. The technical enquiries of Ramanandaraya and replies of Rupa Goswami indicate that both of them were conversant with the techniques of writing drama. So, prarochana means there is a way of creating excitement. Right? the method of inducing the audience to become more and more eager to hear by praising the time and place, the hero and the audience is called Prarvachana. When you just speak a few words about the place at which the pastime is happening, about the person or about this or about that, that introductory just may, you may speak for half a minute, but that creates some excitement. That's called Prarvachana, technically. You can understand this, right? So that is called Prarochana, and then he is speaking that now. Bhakta namudagada nargaladhiyam vargo nisargo jvalaham. Shilaih pallavitasya pallava vadhu bandho prabandho apyasau. Lebhe chatvaratam chatandava vidher vrindatavi garbhabhur. Manye madvidha punya mandala pari pako yamun milati.
Now present are constantly thinking of the Supreme Lord and are therefore highly advanced. This work named Vidagdha Madhava depicts the characteristic pastimes of Lord Krishna with decorations of poetic ornaments, and the inner grounds of the forest of Vrindavan provide a suitable platform for the dancing of Krishna with the gopis. Therefore, I think that the pious activities of persons like us who have tried to advance in devotional service have now attained maturity.
Read the next translation.
O learned devotees, I am by nature ignorant and low. Yet, even though it is from me that the Vidag Madhav has come, it is filled with descriptions of the transcendental attributes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, will not such a literature bring about the attainment of the highest goal of life? Although its wood may be ignited by a low-class man, fire can nevertheless purify gold. Similarly, although I am very low by nature, this book may help cleanse the dirt from within the hearts of the golden devotees.
So, Rupa Goswami is very humbly presenting himself. I am not a qualified writer. And Varaka Rupopi means I am the most unqualified person. In the beginning of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also he writes. This verse, in this chapter also that verse is quoted. So I am the unqualified person. But still, even a low-class person, if he ignites fire, that fire will do its job. Similarly, even if a person like me also writes this book, because this is a description about Krishna's pastimes, it will have influence. It will have positive influence on people. So as you are also asking, so the speaker of Bhagavatam or speaker of any spiritual subject matter, his consciousness is not that I am such an elevated person that I can give spiritual instruction to other people. Although I am filled with so many shortcomings, still, because I am speaking from this pure message, pure book, pure Bhagavatam, this Bhagavatam will have an effect on the hearer. It will have an effect on me also. When I am speaking, I should hear also. So, that's the mood or attitude of a speaker. Not that he thinks he is qualified. Speaker or writer. Here writer is mentioned, you asked about speaker. So, it's not about one's personal qualification, it's the mercy of Krishna. And after all, I am speaking this pure message because I am asked to speak or I am asked to write. So it will certainly have that effect. That will cleanse the heart within the... That will cleanse the dirt from within the hearts of the golden devotees. Thank you all very much. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.